is an affair.
Those who move on right now, even serve with us.
And
unto all yearning for God all over the entire world. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father Almighty, glorify you and give you the glory and the honor.
We
thank you for the good moment you have added us. And Lord, we thank you indeed for your word, the Lord Jesus. He has helped us get perfected up to now.
He
promised us in the Matthew 28:18 and verse 20
that we have
given authority in heaven and earth.
We go
make all nations disciples
and
baptize them in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we teach them all he commanded us.
For
he is together with us to the very end. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Right from olden years, right from the apostles, you have been with us, you've not forsaken us. And after today, you pass through your Holy Spirit.
You
promise not to leave us as orphans.
Speak
John 14:15 and verse 20. Send us the comfort of the Holy Spirit. And in verse 26 you say, many will come and remind us all things, and he will teach us all things. All us will manifest your glory, like in the John 16. Never speaks what he wants, but what he has heard from you. For what is yours of the Father, and removed and revealed us.
You've
done us good in different centuries. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ever since you came in Acts 2, this long you've moved those yearning for God,
fought
for the children of God, remain leading them,
fulfill
that promise in that command. Jesus spoke,
you will
not leave us as orphans. Send us the comfort of spirit of truth. Thank you for when you came, not forsaken us up to now. You've been the power and the great one in us.
And
first with armies, our many on our side.
And
we thank for all great works you've moved on to do.
And
we ask you to move on, fulfill those works in us who are existing now.
And
we yearn to get back home in heaven, to move on to lead us. Armies of angels moving, serving us. And those going to be coming, reaching the coming of Jesus.
May
be the greater one in church, the spirit of truth, the spirit of Christ, the spirit of the Father, together with armies of holy angels, and the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness
in
the kingdom of heaven, moves on being preached, as we prepare all nations for the coming of the Lord
Jesus.
And we build the church, the saints of Christ, those without spot, not a
wrinkle,
those led by the Spirit of God. Thank you for hearing our prayer and our thanksgiving. Move on, ask you have mercy. We have transgressed, and you correct us, Lord, for we need you. We pray in all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You can sit down.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, we love you all
in
the name of the Lord Jesus. Our Bible reader, teacher James, we
base
in the new generation with the full knowledge of God. That is a ministry which fulfills the call of the nation Uganda.
And
we still move on with our journey of heaven. This journey of heaven is my journey and your journey. It's a journey of those who lived before us, a journey of us living now, and those going to be coming, reaching the coming of the Lord Jesus. The journey of heaven moved through the Bible for 7 years.
okuva mwaka gwa 2005
right from 2005
paka 2011
2011
mosedi zezokuolisibwa
the different service of the visions
biroto
the dreams
mukuchusibwa
the trance
azota
the azotas
yurimu
the urim
nesabim
and the famim
entambule zomoyo
the spiritual transports
okuleta ekitabu ekyokujukiza
bring the book of remembrance
eri amawanga gonna
to all the nations
esongorwaki lwatambira mu Bible
the reason why the journey moved through the Bible
kujukiza ebyamazima
to remind you things of the truth
ebyawandikwa mu kitabu Bible
those written the book the Bible
ngabo kiri mu guru
as it is in heaven
erango batuchina konsiko
just as we hold this copy on the world
kucharaba ebiri mbofunze
we still see the brief summary
muguru eliaso ko kutondebwa
in the first created heaven
ekitundu ekya waguru
the realm above
omuri ekibuga kya katonda
where there is the city of god
Jerusalem ekyo mu
Jerusalem of heaven
kungalire dene lya bamalaika
great gathering of the angels
na abantu kuvuba katonda
the saints of god
yesu yabazibwe nyo
praise jesus so much
ngabwe twasembye okulira ebikwatagana ku sitani
just as we last heard what concerns satan
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Satani, omulimba wensi zonna.
Satan, the deceiver of the entire world.
Wabwe tuita Satan, the
devil. Satan, the devil.
Amanyi, yamanyibwa nganga Lucifer.
Who was known as Lucifer.
Kerubi, yafukibwa kama fudu.
The anointed cherubim.
Neba malaika abagwa.
And the fallen angels.
Mutuata andiso kuraba, mutuogo mbufunze jo.
When we began to see the brief summary of that head.
Ilatu wangaroko yungerokuwa kusamari hivyo.
And we want to move on, give you a summary of those.
Kwa zitu wakula ze, mtenda jamirondi yesani.
Maybe we show you three phases.
Mutusoburo kuraba Satani.
In which we can see Satan.
Yamanyibwa nganga Lucifer.
He was known as Lucifer.
Kerubi yafukibwa kama fudu.
The anointed cherubim.
Wamune wa malaika baba agwa.
Together with his fallen angels.
Natubara bila mitendele sati.
And we saw them in the three parts of phases.
Nirazi nutuwazi nyonyo deko jyo.
And these ones we explained them yesterday.
Kwazo mutendele ogusoka.
Maybe the first phase or part.
Satan the devil over Satan mulimba wensi zonna.
Satan the devil.
Yamanyibwa nganga Lucifer.
Who was known as Lucifer.
Yali kerubi yafukibwa kama fudu.
Who was an anointed cherubim.
Neba malaika baba agwa
and his fallen angels
mpisi.
In the busy
phase yotwajirabye
we covered and saw that phase
etubulira entandikwa yokugwa kwa Satan
it tells us the beginning of the falling of Satan
nebyonna ebijabiko ebyajja bikolibwa paka busy
gaoleko things they came doing until busy had gotten winded up
chetuita busy
what we call busy
ekitegezebwa nti Yesu matanda bakuzalibwa ku
busy before the birth of Christ on earth
na yenga mukuru yali jali
but in the heavens he was there
kwazi tulinako akatundu lako okubikwa kunyonyode ko jombo fonte
also have the second phase we explained briefly yesterday
nti sitani omulimba wensi zonna
Satan the devil
yasibibwa ku ntandikwa ya Eden
was bound in imprisoned in the beginning of Eden
era obuyinza nentebe ye n'amaanyi
and the authority the throne and his power
nabuwa Jezebel
he gave it to Jezebel
malaika yasoko kugwa n'amwegattako
the first fallen angel to fall and join on him
yes ye bazibwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
kulina byetwalabye mbufunze ku nsonga eyo
things we saw briefly on that issue
ate bwetulipogera ku AD
and when time we speak of AD
omulembe ogutegeeza nti oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira kwa mukama waffe yesu
the era meaning after the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus
ebyonno byabaawo sitaani bwe yasiibwa munnyo obutakoma
those happened when Satan was imprisoned in the bottomless pit
mugeyera
in hell
obuyinza n'alika nga abuwadde Jezebel
and he left his authority when he handed this to Jezebel.
So omutendero ogwokusatu.
Now the third phase.
Matulina okulabira ebikwatagana ku Satan.
We have to see what concerns the Satan.
Omulimba wensi zonna.
The devil.
Yamanyibwanga Lucifer.
Who was known as Lucifer.
Ere yali kerubi yafukibwa kama.
And who was an anointed cherubim.
Niba malaika baba.
And his fallen angels.
Omutendero ogwokusatu.
The third phase.
Twalabye nti Satan.
We saw that Satan.
Omulimba wensi zonna.
The devil.
Oluvannyuma lw'emyaka 10
after the 1000 years
ejejama
which are mystical
alisumululwa
he will be released
na agenda okulimba abali mu Gog ne Magog
and will go to deceive those within Gog and Magog
okubakunga okulwanisa mukama waffe Yesu
mobilize them to fight Jesus in his second coming
yes we are going
praise Jesus so much
so emutendere gitwajibuwadde kwa mufunzi
briefly give you these phases
mwebi yetuze tula mu kibuga kya Katonda kino
in those we've been seeing in the city of God
Jerusalem
Jerusalem of heaven praise Jesus so much, which is founded the first created heaven. But still, today we move on to give you some of things which happened in the BC. Praise Jesus so much. And we want to bring out this heading of faith, give you more highlights of things within it. And
we
brought this head, Satan the devil, who was known as Lucifer, who was an anointed cherubim, and his fallen angels in BC. We want to see and give you of what they came doing.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we want to cut out subheadings in this one. And we want to know that the Satan the devil, who was known as Lucifer, who was an anointed cherubim, before he fell, we want to see what exactly he was as we quickly pass through it. We want to cut some headings brief that you can understand. Satan, before he fell, he was an anointed cherubim. Like we said, Satan the devil, who was known as Lucifer, and who was an anointed cherubim before he fell. Let's get proof of that. And we briefly and quickly pass through it. According to Revelation 12, verses 7 to 10, the Satan we speak of, that's the olden serpent and the deceiver of the entire world. Let's read there and we hear. Revelation 12 from verse 7.
Ne bamalayikabe nga batabala okulwana n'ogusota. Ogusota ne gulwana ne bamalayika baagwo. Onyolo munana. Nebata yinza, so ne watalika kifo kyabwe nate mu ggulu. Onye olw'omwenda. N'ogusota ogunene ne gusuulibwa, omusota ogwedda, oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era sitaani, omulimba w'ensi zonna, ne gusuulibwa ku nsi, ne bamalayika baagwo ne basuulibwa nagwo.
Yes, you have been your
praise Jesus so much.
Ku ntandikwa ya Edi,
in the beginning of Edi, after the death and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, 2017 years passed. Satan was chased from heaven. But here, what we first focused much on, that Satan the devil, Satan the devil, that's the old serpent.
And
you want to know his history before he became a serpent or a dragon.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That what concerns him why he was still a cherubim. And after we shall see why he was called the dragon. Because of the poison of destruction which is within him. The curse.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But initially he was a cherubim. And his rightful name, he was called Lucifer.
He
wasn't an angel like the others think. According to Isaiah 14:12, his rightful name at this one they called him. Isaiah 14:12.
Gwe yameganga amawanga onyole 13 noyogera mu mutima gundi ndirinya mu ggulu ndigulumiza entebe yange okusinga munyenye za Katonda era ndituula ku lusozi olw'ekibiina ku njuyi ez'enkomerero ez'obukiiko obwa kkono onyole 14 Ndiri mnya okusinga ebire webikoma. Ndifana noyo aliwa kure nyo.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Amanyaka Satan.
The name of Satan.
Agasu Keda.
His rightful initial name. Before he fell,
Yamani Wanga Lucifer.
He was known as Lucifer.
Even
though he attached on himself to call himself the morning star, the son of the dawn, and think to even sit in the seat of the Father. Rightful names were Lucifer. He himself was a cherubim initially. These cherubims were three. He is the third cherubim who fell. There are no others called cherubims except the three. The two which fell are the ones who remain. And the cherubim who was known as Lucifer is the one who fell. And when you reach in the city of God, in the center of it, you find there those cherubims, the sons of the anointing. But he too was like that. But unrighteousness appeared within him for his evil desiring. Just as we shall move on to be explained. But when you look in Ezekiel 10, verses 1 unto 3, he shows us these cherubims, the two who remain, those in this city of God.
Ezekiel 10
and from verse 1.
Awo nentunula era laba. Mubanga eryali waggulu w'omutwe gwa bakerubi, ne walabika waggulu waabwe ng'ejjinja lya safiro, ng'embala ey'ekifaananyi eky'entebe.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so much.
The
midst of the two cherubims who remain, there is the master seat. Under it, the Ark of the Covenant. Under the Ark of the Covenant, the golden altar of God.
It
pours coals of fire in the entire base. Surrounding the cherubims. The reason you will hear that under the two cherubims, there is a burning fire, the coals of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
When
we shall speak of what concerns Satan, what he was initially, he was a cherubim and he too moved within that fire, and they washed over the master seat, the Ark of the Covenant, and the golden altar of God. Ezekiel 10, verses 2.
Nagamba omusajja ayambadde bafuta, n'ayogera nti, yingira wakati w'abannamuziga abeetooloola, abawulukuka, wansi wa kerubi. Ojuzevi watu vyo biombi, evi sirize vyo mulino.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so much.
So, wansi waba kerubi magari.
Under in the wheels of the cherubims,
there
we find the golden altar of God, out of which comes coals of fire.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so
much. So,
you see the two cherubims who remain in this city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the central. We remind you the details of Satan before he fell, what he was.
The
rightful thing, he was an anointed cherubim. And his name, he was called Lucifer.
Ezekiel
10, verses 2.
Nagamba omusajja ayambadde bafuta, n'ayogera nti, yingira wakati w'abannamuziga abeetooloola abawulukuka, wansi wa kerubi, ojuze ebibatu byo byombi ebisirize by'omuliro, ebiva wakati wa bakerubi, obimansire ku kibuga. Awo n'ayingira nze nga ndaba. Olw'okusatu. Era bakerubi baali bayimiridde ku luuyi olw'ennyumba olwa ddyo. Omusajja bwe yayingira, ekire ne kijjuza oluggya olw'omunda. Olunya olw'okuna.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. These cherubim, they are in the center of this city, Jerusalem of heaven. And they said in the midst of them, there we find the master seat, under it the Ark of the Covenant, under the Ark of the Covenant, the golden altar of God, out of which comes the coals of fire.
An angel of fire
was called to enter in the midst there to get there the fire.
As
groups of angels we first saw, when we saw the seventh group of the angels, the angels of the fire.
So
now we try to bring you to understanding that which in this city in the center of Jerusalem of heaven.
It remind you,
understand what originally concerned Satan.
That
he was an anointed, perfected cherubim. And he was anointed. And he himself is the one who began his evil desiring. And he became the father of sin. And he began to invent ways of fulfilling his own desires.
In
wanting to become God.
So,
that is an example. Unto us, a person who gets corrupted, though they get corrupted by money, or by the things of this world, or by the owners, they are others who are standing. If you fall by those, there are others who stand and they still hold them. Now the two cherubims who remain, they were glorious just as Satan was. His cherubim, the same. But he didn't consider the worth of that. And it caused him to fall.
He
think his colleagues too are glorious like him. But he thought perhaps he's more honorable than them. And he's worthy to sit in the throne. To take off God that he can sit in his throne. According what we read in Ezekiel 28, this verse is 12 and to 15. Satan himself was the third cherubim till he fell.
So
the reality
is
what concerns Satan initially was not protecting the throne of God where he sits, which is surrounded by 24 elders, which is in the third heaven. But he protected and watched over the master seat, the seat of the Holy Spirit. Ezekiel 28 verses 12.
Nti omwana w'omuntu tanula okukungubagira kabaka w'ettuulo omugambe nti bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti osse akabonero ku muwendo ng'ojjudde amagezi ng'otuukiridde obulungi. Onyole 13. Wali mu Adeni olusuku lwa Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Tutandika Ezekiel 28.
We begin Ezekiel 28, verses 12.
Hebu yeragandi mu kusoka yali ngatuukiridde
bulungi. I will say that Satan initially was blameless.
Mu bulungi nga bakerubi balina okubeera mu kitiibwa
kye. Perfect as the cherubs are to be.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Era nga ne mu lusuku yagendaga.
Even in the garden he went there.
Yali ng'omuntu.
He was the man. Where a man had been put in the garden of God. Maybe before we move on ahead in verse 13, before we move on with Ezekiel 28:13,
we
just that he was in the garden of God. Let's first briefly get back to Genesis.
So
that he was there and he placed there to deceive man. Let's read the end here. Genesis 3 from verses 1.
N'omusota gwali mukalabakalaba okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omu nsiko ze yakola Mukama Katonda. Ne gugamba omukazi nti, bw'atyo bwe yayogera Katonda, temulyanga ku miti gyonna egy'omu lusuku. Olunyo olw'okubiri. Omukazi n'agamba omusota nti, Ebibala by'emiti egy'omu lusuku tulya. Olwokusatu, wabula ebibala eby'omuti oguli wakati mu lusuku, Katonda yayogera nti temugulyangako newankubadde okugukwatangako muleme okufa.
Yes, we praise
Jesus so much.
Ekitututteko mu lubiribire esula
ey'okusatu. What has taken us in Genesis 3 olusooka from verses 1
paka olwokusatu
unto verse 3
kwe kwagala okukisizuulira ddala.
It's one to discover it.
Ddala ayogerwako mu Ezekiel 28.
Truly the one spoken of in Ezekiel 28.
Sitaani mwenyine yali kerubi.
This is Satan himself who was a kerubi.
Kubanga tumulabye mu lusuku nga yaliyo.
See, he was in the garden.
Era n'asobola okulimba
omuntu. He was able to deceive man.
Naye bwe yakikolanga atya?
How did he do that?
Ugambi yali kerubi.
I told you he was a kerubi.
Ayeno mchibuka kya Katonda.
He's in the city of God.
Yerusalem ekyomu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Omasekati gwaki.
The center of it.
Naye ate olusuku nga lwotu jawula mukulu eryokusa.
But we shall see the garden in the third heaven.
Yasubula ngu kwe senta ambula za fezo nezo mwoyo.
He used all our spiritual transports.
Okori sebwa.
The visions.
The viroto.
The dream.
Okuchusibwa.
The trance.
Azota.
The azotas.
Yurimu,
the Urim,
Nesamim,
and the Thamim.
Entambulizi zomo yoga kinkola zazo zonna
buzili. Spiritual transports as the workings are.
Asobola sindika eddoboozi.
He can send a voice.
Asobola projecting a video.
He can project a video.
N'ayogera n'omuntu wonna w'abeera.
And he speaks with any person wherever they are.
Asobola omulabikira mu birooto.
He can appear to them in a dream and a vision.
So enkola zino yazikozesanga.
Now he used these ways.
Osobola okuva mu bakerubi mu kibuga kino Masekati.
He shifted from the cherubim in the center of the city.
N'atambula okulimba bamalayika nga bwe tujja olaba.
He moved to deceive angels like we shall see.
Ate obwo era yakozesa okugenda mu lusuku okulimba omuntu.
He used them going to the garden to deceive man.
Naye byonna Katonda yali abitunda olimba amulaba.
All those God looked at them and saw thee.
Na buli kye yali akola.
And everything he did.
Ng'atwala okukozesa ekitiibwa kye.
And he took use his glory.
Katonda kye yamuwa.
Which God gave him.
N'akikozesa obubi.
And he used it wrongly.
N'akozesa amafuta agamufukibwako obubi.
And he used anointing anointed upon him wrongly.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus so much.
So we took them with Ezekiel 28.
When we get back to Ezekiel
28,
verse 13.
So we have Gamati, Yarimurusuku Akatona.
That's why they told you he was in the garden of God.
Atukende yo wudini.
Let's get there and we hear.
Ezekiel Sule Yavimumunana, Nolunyiri Okuminesa.
Ezekiel 28, verse 13.
Walimu Adeni, Orusuku Akatona. Buli jinja ly'omuwendo omungi lyabanga lyakubikkako.
Yaliyo mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
He was in the garden of God.
Sobola okugendayo.
He was able to go there.
Wabula mu bakerubi.
But in the cherubim.
Bakerubi bonna babeera bakolebwa mu bika by'amayinja 10.
All cherubims were made in the 10 types of stones.
Emibiri gyabwe gy'ekitiibwa.
Bodies very glorious.
So ye bwe yalaba ekitiibwa kye yalimu.
When he saw the splendor he was in.
Teyalowooza banne nti nabo bali mu kitiibwa kye
kimu. He didn't think his colleagues were in the same splendor.
Wabula ye yalowooza nti kati abakirako.
Thought that he was surpassing them.
Iranga yechichi yagwande nokutula muntu
yebwaka was required and worthy to sit in the throne of God.
Kagiriki yali yakoleba mayinje agechitibwa
amani. He was made in the 10 types of very precious stones.
Ate nengeri yali atambulira mu muliro.
And the way he was walking among the fiery stones.
Bara batugumocha wachitibwa amani.
Fire cannot consume him, so he was glorious.
Kagiriki yali atambulira mu muliro okuva ku kyoto kya Mukama ekyazaabu.
Among the fire which comes from the golden altar of God.
Atweyongere iyo kwa ulini.
Let's move on and we hear.
Ezekiel 28 olunyoole 13.
Ezekiel 28 verse 13.
Walimu Adeni olusuku lwa Katonda. Buli jinja ly'omuwendo omungi lyabanga lyakubikkako. Sadiyo.
Jinja erisooka erya sadiyo.
The first stone of Ruby.
Topaz.
Kuliko topaz.
There is topaz.
Ne alimansi.
Kulinako.
There is emerald.
Emerald.
Berulo.
There is chrysolite.
Sokamu.
There is onyx.
Yasepi.
There is jasper.
Safiro.
Sapphire.
Ejinja lya nawandagala.
Turquoise.
Nekabunkulu.
And beryl.
Nezabu.
And gold.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bakerubi bonna babeera bakitiibwa kimu.
All cherubims are of the same glory.
Era babeera bakulibwa mu bika by'amayinja bine 10.
And they were made in these 10 types of stones.
Emibiri gyabwe gy'ekitiibwa.
Their bodies of high splendor.
Naye ye bwe yeetunulatunulamu.
When he looked to himself.
Teyalowooza nti ne banne nabo bwe batu bwe bali.
He did consider his colleagues too are like that.
Wabula ye yatandika ekibi kye munda mu ye.
Began his sin inside him.
Okwegomba okubi.
Evil desires.
Okwokwagala okutuula mu ntebe y'obwakatonda.
Wanting to sit the throne of God.
Era nga ye alaba ali ku ddala lya bwakatonda.
And he saw he was on a level of God.
Ogwakerubi temumusaanidde
kubeeramu. The position is not worthy to be there.
Mukama kyavaayo ngera ng'amwogerako ebigambo bino ebyamubaako.
Why God moves on speak these words on him which happened to him.
Ezekiel 28:14. Wali kerubi eyafukibwako amafuta abikkako.
Nti yali kerubi.
He was an a cherubim.
Kerubi yafukibwako amafuta.
A cherubim was anointed.
Era yali abikkako ntebe y'ekisa.
And was covered upon the mercy seat.
Sanduke y'amateeka.
The ark of the covenant.
N'ekyo kyamukama
ekyasaabu. And the golden altar of God.
Nga bw'olaba abakerubi bano ababiri abaasigalawo.
Just as the two cherubims who remained.
Yes, he was able to
praise Jesus so much.
But
he didn't think of that. The level was onto him as meant to be God.
And
the pride led his fall.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
And
pride led to his fall. That's why God said that pride and arrogance and the perverse mouth, he hates them. That's what Satan began with.
He
began speaking arrogant words.
Let's move
on in Ezekiel 28:14.
Wali kerubi eyafukibwako amafuta abikkako. Era nze nakusimba n'okubeera n'obeera ku lusozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kigambo kya Katonda agamba.
The word of God says,
nti sitaani naye kennyini yali yamutonda kerubi.
Himself is the one who created him as cherubim.
Ng'atuukiridde bulungi.
It was perfected well.
Era ng'amusimbye ku lusozi lwa Katonda Sayuni.
Planted him on the mountain of God Zion.
Olusozi oluvaako amateeka.
This mountain where the laws come from. Where we see the mercy seat,
the
ark of the covenant,
and
the golden altar of God. Because they are big and they are tall. When you reach them, you see an entire mountain.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Right
there watching over the mercy seat, the ark of the covenant, the golden altar of God. Took him a couple of years while he was a cherubim.
And
pride and arrogance had not yet entered him. The evil desiring caused him to become a father of sin.
Ezekiel 28:14. Watambula eruyi n'eruyi wakati mu mayinja ag'omuliro.
Praise Jesus so much. When we read Ezekiel 10, you remember verses 1-3. The midst of the two cherubims who remained, there we find the golden altar of God, and they walk within the fire.
But Ezekiel is
now Ezekiel 28:40. You have shown us Satan too was a cherubim. Midst of the fires on the golden altar of God.
So to Bakurima and Stana in a while, I
Satan came from elsewhere. That it began as Satan.
Satan
wasn't Satan initially. But the evil desires caused him to birth sin within him. He wanted to sit the throne of God. He wanted to become God. Something very hard. But like I've told you, that what we studied of him, and the word says he even created him. Most people are given information and they say, Genesis 1:1-2, when the world was empty and mixed up,
said,
is the one who had beaten it and God created it afresh. Friends, all that is falsehood. That was the beginning of creation. When you read in the beginning, God created heavens and earth. And the earth was empty and void. And the Spirit of the Lord was covering the deep. And God separated darkness and the light. Now people say that darkness was Satan. But friend, it is not that. The darkness was like this physical darkness.
Yes, he was when
praise Jesus so much.
So Satan
will begin to get corrupted. After heaven and earth had been created many years back.
He
spent a very long time while he was a cherub. The reason when we were beginning in Ezekiel 28, verses 12, Jesus was perfect in all his ways right from the beginning until reaching the verse 15.
We explained
he began to invent righteousness within him.
Yes,
he
was when you
praise Jesus so much. That's why when you look in Ezekiel 28:15, our Lord Jesus, the Word of God, explains saying this.
Ezekiel
28:15. Yes, praise Jesus so much. That he was blameless. Right from the day he was created till wickedness appeared within him.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. It means what?
You
go count how long did Satan spend in righteousness.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. Before we reach there,
truth,
all cherubims appear the same in their spiritual
world.
It was equal to the two who remained. But the thought of sinning, evil desirings which entered him, guilty filled all his veins, and he could no more settle.
Yes,
he
was
praise Jesus so much. When you look at the first Kings, first Kings chapter 6, verses 23.
Unto 25.
All cherubims appear the same. Let's read there and we hear. First Kings chapter 6 from verse
23. Abemiti ejemizaituni. Buli kerubi obuwanvuwe emikono kumi. Onyore kumi neti wabili mwenya. Nechi wawatilo echimu echa kerubi. Chari emikono itani. Nechi wawatilo echoku vili echa kerubi emikono itani. Echi wawatilo echimu wechikoma. Nechi nacho wechikoma. Ebanga liari emikono kumi. Onyore kumi neti wabili mwenya. Ne kerubi owokubiri yali emikono kumi. Bakerubi bombi ekigero kyabwe kimu n'embala yaabwe emu.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okusinziira ku Ssekabaka kisooka.
According to First Kings,
esura eneyomukaaga,
is chapter 6, from verse 25. All the cherubims, they are identical in the same size, the same identity.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now in the truth, this we read of where images of things in heaven. What
we
read in the First Kings chapter 6, right from verse 23-25, God had already taken Moses in the eras of old, in the Exodus 26, verse 30.
And 35.
And he showed him things of heaven. And there he saw the two cherubims, those who remained. Showed him that the cherubims were identical. All these secrets, we were able to study them in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. When we reached the center of this city, there are the two cherubims who remained. meant. Out of their kept secrets where God told me what rightful thing Satan was before. Before he fell, he was a cherubim who was anointed.
He
was with the two glorious cherubims who remained.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much until unrighteousness appeared within him. Let's repeat Ezekiel 28:15.
Walingo otuukiridde mu makubo go okuva ku lunaku watonderwa okutuusa obutali butuukirivu lwe bwalabikamu ggwe.
Yali
ng'atuukiridde,
he was blameless.
Makubo gonna Mukama ge yamutondera okukolerako emirimu,
the ways God created him to do his work,
nga kerubi
as a cherubim,
okutuuka obutali butuukirivu bwalabikamu ye.
Wickedness manifested in him,
ninga okuva kutondebwa,
right from his creation,
yabeera mutuukirivu emyaka egiwererako ddala,
right just a couple of years,
naye twagala tusooke tulabe emyaka,
but we want to cover how many of those years took.
Tuleeteyo sub heading endala.
Let's bring another sub heading.
Emyaka Satani gye yamalanga okuva kutondebwa.
The years Satan spent from creation.
Okuva kutondebwa kwa eggulu n'ensi.
From creations of heaven and earth.
Emyaka gye yamalanga tannaba kugwa.
The years he spent before he fell.
Tuwagala kusoma ku myaka egyo.
We want to read of those years.
Emyaka emituufu.
The rightful years.
Giri emyaka emitwalo 42,000.
They are 42,000 years.
Emyaka emitwalo 42,000.
He spent 42,000 years
nga tannaba kugwa.
Before he fell.
Era ebintu byamala akaseera kanene nga tewali Sitaani mu ggulu ne ku nsi.
Spent a long time, there was no Satan in heaven and earth.
Nga bitambula bulungi.
And things moved on well.
Naye nga Katonda yali akimanyi.
But God knew of it.
Dirazima.
That
ebiro bijja tuuka tebikijja kubanga kirabika.
Time will come, sin will manifest.
Kuba ye Katonda yalina amaaso omusanvu okulaba ebiri ewala.
God is the one who has seven eyes to see things far.
Ng'emyoyo omusanvu gya Katonda bwe giri.
As the seven spirits of God are.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Emyaka egyo tugitegeera tutya?
How do we get to get these years?
Emyaka egyo tugitegeera mu ngeri bw'eti.
We realize these years in this way.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nti okuva ku Ibrahim,
that right from Abraham,
eyamanyibwa nga taata w'amawanga,
was known as the father of all nations,
okutuuka ku Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo,
preaching the Lord Jesus Christ,
eyatuzza eri kitaffe ow'omu ggulu,
who took us back the father of heaven,
waliwo emyaka 42,000.
There are 42,000 years.
Kansubire owandise bulungi ebigambo ebyo.
Let me expect you've written well those words.
Okuva ku Ibrahim,
right from Abraham,
eyamanyibwanga kitaawe w'amawanga,
was known as the father of our nations,
okutuuka kuzaliwa kwa Mukama waffe Yesu,
the birth of the Lord Jesus,
eyatuzza eri kitaffe w'omuggulu,
he who took us back to our father in heaven,
waliwo emyaka 42,000.
There are 42,000 years.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katusooke tumale okukonfirming ekyo.
Let's first confirm that.
Kubanga tumanyi nti Ibrahim ayitibwa mu lubereberye 12.
But we know he, Abraham was brought in the Genesis 12.
Katusomeyo ko tubulire.
Let's read there and we hear.
Lubereberye 12.
Genesis 12.
Onyo olusooka.
Verses 1.
Lubereberye sura ye 12 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Genesis 12 from verse 1.
Awo Mukama n'agamba Ibulaamu nti, va mu nsi ya nnyo, era awali ekika kyo, n'ennyumba ya kitaawo, oyingire mu nsi gye nkulaga. Onnya olw'okubiri, nange ndi kufuula eggwanga eddene, era nnaakuwanga omukisa, era nnaakuzanga erinnya lyo, era beeranga mukisa ggwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ndowooza owulidde ekigambo ekyo.
I think you've heard of that word.
Ibrahim ayitibwa mu lubereberye 12.
Abraham is called in Genesis 12.
Okufuuka taata w'amawanga.
To become the father of the nations.
Era wamu ne Sara.
And together with Sarah.
Okufuuka maama w'amawanga.
To become the mother of the nations.
Kyovuula banga mu lubereberye 17.
That's why in Genesis 17.
Onyolo okutaano.
Verse 5.
Katonda yagamba Ibrahim ebigambo bino.
God told Abraham these words.
Lubereberye sura ye 17 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Genesis 17 verse 5.
So tokyayitibwanga nate erinnya lyo Ibulaamu, naye erinnya lyo linaabanga Ibulayimu, kubanga kufunde kitawe wa mawanga amanji.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Wati amafula kitawe wa mawanga amanji.
God made him father over nations.
Ira ne Sara mu runyoro 15.
And even Sara in verse 15.
Rubere bire 15.
Genesis 17:15.
Na mufura mama wa mawanga.
Made her mother of the nations.
Rubere sura ya 17 no runyoro 15.
Genesis 17:15.
Katonda nagamba Ibrahimu nti Sarai muka nagamba Ibrahimu nti Sarai mukazi we tachamuyita erinnya lye Sarai naye Sara yelinabanga erinnya lye.
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so much.
Yamo chuserinya
he changed her name.
Nayongera kumwogera ke bigambo bwe
bizi spoke these words upon her.
Rubere sura ya 17 olinyo ole 16.
Genesis 17 verse 16.
Nange ndi muwo mukisa era nate ndi kuwa mwana muye wewawo ndi muwa omukisa naye aliba nnyina w'amawanga.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye aliba nnyina w'amawanga.
Her too will be mother of a nation.
Ebigambo ebyo njagala nnyo bitunuulire.
I want you to look in at these words.
Okuva mu Lubereberye sura eya 12.
Right from Genesis 12.
Okutuuka kuzaliwa kwa Mukama waffe
Yesu. The birth of the Lord Jesus.
Ugenda kulaba waliwo emyaka emitwalo namwe
kumi. We are going to see there is a stretch of 42,000 years.
Naye yabeeranga kitaawe w'amawanga eri ababakkiriza.
One was the father of the nations over those who believe.
Yabeeranga Ibrahim.
It was Abraham.
Yosanga lwaki bw'otunya mu Luka 16.
The reason when you look in Luke 16.
Omugaggo oli yali mugenda agamba kitange Ibrahim.
The rich man in hell said, Father Abraham.
Kubanga kitaffe w'omugulu yayita nnaba kubikulirwa.
For our father in heaven had not yet been revealed.
Naye Mukama waffe Yesu bwe yazaalibwa
ku nsi. When Jesus was born on the world.
N'atuusa okutuggyako yali atereddwa okubeera kitaawe w'ekifaananyi w'emyoyo.
He turned to shift us from the shadow father of the spirit world put in place.
Ibrahim.
Abraham.
N'atukomeza kitaffe w'omugulu.
Restored us the father in heaven.
Era Mukama waffe Yesu n'atugamba Mathayo 23:9.
Jesus told us in Matthew
23:9.
He spoke these words.
Mathayo sura ya 23 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Matthew 23:9.
Era temuyitanga muntu ku nsi kitammwe. Kubanga kitammwe ali omu ali mu ggulu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mukama waffe Yesu bwe yajja ku nsi.
When Jesus came on the world.
N'akyusa.
He changed.
N'agamba kitammwe takyali Ibrahim.
He said your father is no more Abraham.
Kakati kitammwe y'oyowomu.
Now your father is the one in heaven.
Nga bwe byalimu okuva ku lubereberye.
As it was in the beginning.
Bakitaffe ab'ekisiikirize.
Our shadow fathers.
Ab'emyoyo ne baggyibwawo.
The spirit we have taken away.
Mukama n'akomye. Mukama waffe Yesu
and our Lord Jesus
n'atwanjulira ekitaffe ali mu
introduced us our father in heaven.
Naye enkyukakyuka zino zajjanga zikolebwa emabegako.
Changes came being done some time back.
Nga tonnatuuka ku Ibrahim
before you reach Abraham.
Naye nga baazikolanga oluvannyuma lw'emyaka emitwalo ena mu enkumi
bbiri. Always did them after a stretch of 42,000 years.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tumulanga tugambibwa nti okuva ku Ibrahim.
That's why we told from Abraham.
Okutuuka kuzaliwa kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
The birth of Christ.
Awali enkyukakyuka zino.
Where these changes happened.
Waliwo emyaka mitwali namwe 10
bia apote 2000 years.
Awe batunyonyola Matayo isure ne soka.
As they explain us in Matthew 1.
Olunyole 10 na musango.
Verse 17.
Matayo isure soka olunyole 10 na musango.
Matthew 1:17.
Bwe gityo emirembe jonna okuva ku Ibrahimu okutuuka ku Daudi emirembe 14. Nate okuva ku Daudi okutuuka ku kutwalibwa e Babuloni emirembe 14. Nato okuva ku kutwalibwa e Babuloni okutuuka ku Kristo emirembe 14.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Emirembe gino 14 emirundi esatu.
These 14 generations three times.
Bw'obozi gasso bulungi.
When you joined them well.
Tuyinamu emyaka emitwalo ena mu enkumi bbiri.
We have 42,000 years.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga jjukira kino kiri okuva ku Ibrahimu.
But remember this is upon from Abraham.
Paka kuzaliwa kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
The birth of the Lord Jesus.
Na Ibrahimu yali tata ow'ekifaananyi.
Abraham was the shadow father
w'emyoyo.
Of the spirits.
Paka nga batukomezza ku kitaffe waddala w'omu.
They brought us back to our rightful father of heaven.
Awo ne tubalawo emyaka emitwalo ena mu enkumi
bbiri. And here we count 42,000 years.
Wabula kati ati twagala kubala.
But right now we want to count.
Okuva ku Adamu.
From Adam.
Okuva ku Ibrahimu.
From Abraham.
Okuddayo ku Adamu.
Back to Adam.
Kubanga ate kati awo nga tebannakyusa tuleete Ibrahimu.
Now before they changed to bring Abraham.
Waalingawo Adamu ne
Eve. There was Adam and Eve.
Era nakyo kyatwala emyaka emitwalo ena mu enkumi
bbiri. It took 42,000 years.
Okuva ku Adamu.
From Adam.
Eyali taata w'emyoyo w'ekisiikirize.
Father, shadow father of the spirits.
Okutuuka ku Ibrahimu.
To reach in Abraham.
waliwona we myaka emitwalo ena mu enkumi bbiri.
Is also a spiritual 42,000 years.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yesu nga lwaki?
That's the reason why.
Mu kiseera kino nga Adamu amaze okulabika nga abeerawo ne Eva.
In this time after Adam and Eve lived,
Mukama yabagamba nti kaakano mugenda okubeera, gw'ogenda okubeera kitaawe w'abalamu.
God told them that you're going to be the father of the living.
Era ne Eva asobole okubeera maama w'abalamu.
Eva to be the mother of the living.
So kuva ku Adamu we baagwira.
Right from the fall of Adam.
Okutuuka ku Ibrahim.
To reaching Abraham.
Ebabe. Adam yamanyibwa nga taata w'emyoyo.
Adam was known as the shadow father of the spirits.
Okukiikirira kitaffe.
To represent the father.
Era wamu ne Eva.
And together with Eve.
Be bakiikiriranga.
They represented.
So okutuuka we bakyusa ne baleeta Ibrahim.
Until they changed to bring Abraham.
Nga bamazeera okuyita emyaka emitwalo ena mu enkumi bbiri.
After 42,000 years had passed.
Kyobulanga mu lubereberye essuula eno ey'okubiri n'olulwa amakumi abiri.
In Genesis 2 verse 20.
Lubereberye essuula ey'okubiri
yakusatu.
Lubereberye essuula ey'okusatu n'olunyiriri lwa makumi abiri.
Genesis 3 verses 20.
Omusajja n'atuuma mukazi we erinnya lye Kaawa, kubanga ono ye nnyina wa bonna abalamu.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So okuva kubaka tubona mu ssuula ey'okusatu tujja kuba tulaba twali tumaze dda okulaba okugwa kwabwe.
In chapter 3 we had already seen their fall.
So oluvannyuma lw'okugwa kwennyini awo,
after the fall,
Adamu ne Eva baabeeranga bataata b'ekisiikirizi.
Adam and Eve were the shadow fathers over the living.
Tuvudde tukugamba.
That's why we told you.
Nti okuva ku Adamu.
That right from Adam
ne Eva
and Eve,
abaali bamama b'ekisiikirizi.
Those were shadow mothers.
Mu lubereberye essuula eno ey'okusatu.
In Genesis 3.
Okutuuka.
To reaching.
Ibrahim,
Abraham,
ne Sarah,
and Sarah,
abali kulesinga,
who replaced,
abali kulesinga Adam and Eve,
who replaced Adam and Eve.
Waliwo emyaka emitwalo ena mu enkumi bbiri.
There is 42,000 years.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Akati twagala kuva wano mu kugwa.
We want to get from the fall.
Okuva ku kutondebwa kw'eggulu n'ensi.
Right from creation of heaven and earth.
Okutuuka ku kugwa kwa Adamu wano.
To reaching the fall of Adam in Genesis 3.
Ani yali kitaawe waffe?
Who was our father?
Kitaffe oyo.
Thou art our father.
Era ye kitaffe kennyini owa mu ggulu eyatukyaliranga n'okutukyalira.
Our father in heaven who visited us.
Era okuva ku kutondebwa.
And right from creation.
Kw'eggulu n'ensi.
Of heaven and earth.
Okutuuka ku kugwa kwa Adamu.
To the fall of Adam.
Tulinawo emyaka emitwalo ena mu enkumi bbiri.
We have 42,000 years.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era yabeeranga kitaffe.
And the one who was our father.
Kitaffe kennyini ow'omu ggulu.
The father in heaven.
Yesu nga lwaki yajjanga okutulabiriranga.
That's why he came to take care of us.
N'atukyaliranga.
And he visited us.
Nga bwe tusoma mu lubereberye.
As you read in Genesis.
Essuula eno ey'okusatu.
Genesis 3.
Lubereberye essuula ey'okusatu
twandika olw'omunaana
n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Genesis 3 verses 8.
Ne bawulira eddoboozi lya Mukama Katonda ng'atambula mu lusuku mu kiseera eky'empewo. Omusajja ne mukazi we ne beekweka mu maaso ga Mukama Katonda wakati mu miti egy'omu lusuku. Olunyiriri olw'omwenda. Mukama Katonda n'ayita omusajja n'amugamba nti, "Oli luuyi wa?" Olw'ekkumi. N'ayogera nti, "Mpulidde eddoboozi lyo mu lusuku ne ntya, kubanga mbadde bwereere ne neekweka." Onyo olw'ekkumi n'olumu. N'ayogera nti, "Ani eyakubuulira nti obadde bwereere? Olidde ku muti gwe nakulagira obutagulyangako?" Olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri. Omusajja n'ayogera nti, "Omukazi gwe wampa okubeeranga nange, yampadde ku muti ne ndya." Olw'ekkumi n'essatu. Mukama Katonda n'agamba omukazi nti, "Kiki kino ky'okoze?" Omukazi n'ayogera nti, "Omusota gunsenzesenze."
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So okuva kutondebwa kw'eggulu n'ensi.
Right from creation of heaven and earth.
Lubereberye essuula eyo esooka.
Genesis chapter 1.
Okutuuka mu lubereberye essuula eno ey'okusatu.
Reaching Genesis 3.
Kugwa kwa Adamu.
The fall of Adam.
Yabeeranga kitaffe ow'omwoyo.
Who was our spiritual father.
Era ye kitaffe ow'omuggulu.
And his father was the father in heaven.
Kyatwala emyaka emitwalo ena mu enkumi bbiri.
42,000 years. Before Adam fell. Remember, in the same seasons Adam fell.
It's
when Satan too manifested, for Satan caused Adam to fall.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
The
time of their falling. They all spent 42,000 years before they had fallen.
So Satan
spent 42,000 years.
He
was still a perfected cherubim.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yes,
the reason when we read Ezekiel 28, verses 12, God spoke of him like this.
Ezekiel 28,
verses 12.
Omwana w'omuntu, tanula okukungubagira kabaka w'e Tuulo, omugambe nti, bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti, osse akabonero ku muwendo, ng'ojjudde amagezi, ng'otuukiridde obulungi.
He was perfect in beauty. Perfect.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. When we reach verse 15, they explain what came next.
Ezekiel 28:15. Walingo tukiride mumakubogo okuva kuluna kwa tondero. Okutuusa obutali butuukirivu lwe bwalabika mu ggwe.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Yalinga atuukiridde okuva ku lunaku lwe baamutonda.
Was blameless right from his creation.
Okutuuka ku lunaku.
Till the day.
Obutali butuukirivu bwalabika mu ye.
And righteousness appeared within him.
Olunaku olwo tubadde tunoonya lwaliwo.
That day is what we were looking for. When did it happen?
Oluvannyuma lw'emyaka 40 emitwalo 42.
After 42,000 years. He was all blameless all that long. He served as a cherubim all that long.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
So, okuva kutondo wa kugonesi.
Right from creation of heavens and earth.
Okutoka kukua kwa Satan and Adam.
Fall of Satan and Adam.
Waliwe miaka mitwalo inamwe nkumi.
There are 42,000 years.
Ato okuva kukua kwa Adam.
Right from the fall of Adam.
Okutoka kwa Ibrahim.
To reaching Abraham. There is 42,000 years.
Atokuva ku Ibrahim,
right from Abraham,
okutoka kuzaliwa kwa Mukama wa
Yesu, the birth of Christ Jesus.
Emyaka
42,000 years.
Ogatta kwa 12 ezaleero.
When you join on the 2,000 years of today,
ujafuna emyaka esiji emazeo.
You will get the years the world has lived.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. You can get the time heaven and earth have spent. Right when they got you from up in heaven. Above the heavens.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
So it gave me a
that is the years. When someone asks you this time, Satan was a kill for how long? Falling, how long did it take?
Ati Adam.
What about Adam? You count them.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus.
So
we are going to miss these secrets. But God is good.
He
has given us grace.
At least to meet him before
like we see brief summary of things in the city of God. In the first created heaven. Jerusalem of heaven. Let's see the reason why Satan fell. What caused him to begin unrighteousness? We say Satan the devil. He fell after wanting to become God. And he birthed sin of contending against God.
Satan
the devil, who was an anointed cherubim, who fell after wanting to become God. To sit in a throne.
Nazare
sin of contending against God.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. Like we first told you, when you look in Ezekiel 28, verse 12, verses 1 and 2.
Stani atandika okwogera ebigambo bino.
Satan began to speak this word.
Bwe yalinga akyali kerubi
tandaba kugwa. Till a kelvin before he fell.
Yatandika okugonja mu ye ebigambo ebyokwagala okubeera Katonda.
Invent in himself words of wanting to become God.
Kwagala okutuula mu ntebe ya Katonda.
Wanting to sit in the seat of God.
Ezekiel esuula ya 28 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Ezekiel 28 verses 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nate nga kyogera olw'okubiri nti omwana w'omuntu gamba omulangira w'e Ttuulo nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti kubanga omutima gwo gugulumizibwa gugulumizibwa n'oyogera nti nze Katonda.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Sooka tuggyeko siru ku kigambo ekyo omulangira w'e Ttuulo.
Let's first take off the seal of this Prince, ruler of Tyre.
Osobola okutegeera lwaki bamuyita omulangira
we. Realize why he's called the ruler of Tyre.
Okusinziira mu Luka esura y'okuna.
According to Luke 4.
Onyoloka mpaka olw'omusanvu.
Verse 5-7.
Na wayise ebiseera Satani nga yagwa.
After time Satan has fallen.
Yatuuka ekiseera na enseeno n'agyeddiza.
He reached the time he took over this world.
Era nga amatwale gaako agamba gagere.
The territory upon it he claimed to be his.
Y'ensonga lwaki ebizinga ebimu byali byakootingibwanga mu mannya ge.
The reason why some islands were quoted in his name.
Oba amatwale gonna agasinga ag'omunsi.
Almost territories of the world.
Na bayise nti oba omulangira w'e Ttuulo nga bw'owulidde.
And he's the Prince of Tyre as you've heard.
Twagadde obikulire. Want
to be revealed why it's called the Prince of Tyre.
Let's read Luke 4, 5 to 7.
Luke chapter 4, verse 5 to 7.
Luke chapter 4, verses 5.
Namulinyisa namulaga obwakabaka bonna obw'omunsi.
Satani yatwala mukama waffe Yesu.
Satan took the Lord Jesus on the top of the mountain.
Mu ngeri y'okwolesebwa.
In the form of the vision.
Namulaga obwakabaka bonna obw'omunsi.
He showed him the entire kingdoms of the world.
Namugamba bw'ati.
And he told him this.
Luke chapter 4 verses
5.
Namulinyisa namulaga obwakabaka bonna obw'omunsi. Mu kaseera katono olunya olw'omukaaga Sitaani n'amugamba nti n'akuwa ggwe obuyinza buno bwonna n'ekitiibwa kyamu kubanga naweebwa nze era ngabira buli gwe njagala.
Owulidde bye yagamba.
Hear what he said.
Mukama waffe Yesu bwe yali nga azze ku nsi.
Our Lord Jesus when he came on the world.
N'azaaliddwa.
And he had been born.
Kujja okutulokola.
To come to save us.
Ensi Satani yali yatandika n'ogiwa ebbanga eriyise.
Satan had already begun to take over the world time back.
Era y'ensonga lwaki mu Luke esula eno ey'okuna.
And the reason in the Luke 4.
Onyoloka mpaka ku
Romans 5. Verses 5 to 7.
Yalinyisa mukama waffe. Satani yalinyisa mukama waffe Yesu ku ntiko.
Satan took the Lord Jesus at the mountain top.
N'amulaga ebibuga byonna eby'omunsi n'amatwale.
All cities of the world and territories.
N'amugamba byange nze.
Told him they are mine. And if you bow down for me, I will give them to you. What they were given me.
Little
I can give them to whoever I wish. But who gave them to him? It is man. Man in Genesis 1, verses 26-31. Retrograded heaven and earth. He gave them to man.
Bwe yatonda eggulu n'ensi.
When he created heaven and earth.
N'akwasa omuntu ensi.
He gave man the world.
N'ebirimu byonna.
And everything in it.
Ati omuntu yabiwaayo eri Satani.
Now man gave them to Satan.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga bwe tuwulidde mu Ezekiel 28.
We've heard in Ezekiel 28.
Onyo olisooka n'olw'okubiri.
Verses 1 and 2.
Abadde batandika okutunnyonnyola ebyasuula Satani.
Began to explain us what made Satan fall.
Bwe yayagala okubeera Katonda.
When he wanted to become God.
Okutuula mu ntebe y'obwakatonda.
Sit in the seat of God.
N'azaala ekibi eky'okuwakanya Katonda.
And the first thing of contending against God.
Ng'ayogerwako ng'omulangira w'e Ttuulo.
He's spoken of as the Prince of Tyre.
Atuddeyo mu Ezekiel 28.
Let's get back to Ezekiel 28.
N'olu
Ezekiel esuula ya 28 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Ezekiel 28 verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nate nga kyogera olw'okubiri nti omwana w'omuntu gamba omulangira w'e Ttuulo nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti kubanga omutima gwo gugulumizibwa n'oyogera nti nze Katonda ntudde ku ntebe ya Katonda wakati mu nnyanja.
Owulidde ebigambo byayogera.
Hear the words he spoke.
Yayogera nti nze Katonda.
He spoke, I am God.
Era ntuula mutima gwe ku ntebe ya Katonda.
On the throne of God.
Wakati mutima gwe nnyanja.
The heart of the sea.
Aga nze mbi Katonda.
I am God.
kugamba yatandi kombwa kirubi walinga agamba
he began the kelpie we say
ebikane nnimi n'amawanga byonna ngenda kubifuga
trans and nations clans, nations, and languages, I'm going to reign over them.
Remember,
there is the mystery of the many waters. Revelation 17:15. The many waters you saw,
they are
tribes, nations, and languages. Where the adulteress reigns. I'm
going
to reign over nations. He was still a kelvin.
Thought
those words.
Yes, you have seen you.
Praise Jesus so much.
And he is going to be
sitting in the throne of God. And he's going to be God.
He
started of being a kerubim according to the glory he's into.
Type
of stone. In the midst of fire, of the altar of God. And the master still is close to him. He's watching over the laws.
Those
in the Ark of the Covenant.
And
so he was qualified to become God.
These
are the proud words he spoke which God had. When we look in the Proverbs 8,
this
is what God began to hate them right from when Satan thought of them. For they affected him and corrupted all generations within heavens and earth. Proverbs
8:13.
He didn't fear God. For he didn't hate evil.
When
evil thoughts and desires entered him, he didn't think of the fear of God.
He
thought to sit in his seat. Proverbs 8:13.
Okutya Mukama kwe kukyawa obubi. Amalala ne sukuti ne kube bi.
Amalala
pride
egamuyingira mu
entered him.
Esukuti
arrogancy.
Kwikamba okutafaayo kiki ekyo.
Mind, what is it?
Entebe eyo nsobo kitula mugamba.
I can see the lip. What do you speak about that?
Kutulanga nange ndi mu kitibwe.
Don't you speak me? I'm in the spread your.
Tutambulira mu muliro.
Walk in the fire. Look at the elevation we are into.
What
we are shining. As you are shining, you feel the wave of his passing.
Like
the voice of the Almighty. They raise them at the Lord. The voice of the Almighty.
And he said,
I am the Almighty, all along I have not known it.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. If you read well Ezekiel,
okay.
When kelpies raise their wings,
like
the voice of the Almighty made waters roar. When he felt that,
he is
no longer of God. Now pride is begun. The
sukuti,
the arrogance.
You
know arrogance. Pride, you can walk breaking yourself small. But when you reach in arrogance, you begin to
go tabusi
and you've gotten wild. If it's a girl, she just dances above bumps like that as she walks.
Now she's
gone beyond arrogance, a pride to arrogance. Evil ways began to be invented. Began to search out how am I going to become God? How can roll angels in the field deceive them? After
I'll
go to man in the garden. He began to invent ways of seeking for his glories. How he reached into being God. That is the thought of being. Let's finish this verse. Proverbs
8:13. byenkyawa
Katonda yabikyawa kubanga entandikwa ya Satani
it's the beginning of Satan.
Yesu yebazibwe
Jesus for so my
so tulina okulabika nga tetukkiriza bigambo byamalala
we must see
malala kamwa kabamba
pride and the perverse mouth
okwogera nga bitwagala ne bitusanze
what we find and what we want.
Iruge omanye nti Katonda wonna wakutadde
and you know wherever God has put you
oba akutadde mu kitiba kifaana kitya
what God has put you
oli mu kigezo
you are on a test in that position
okusigala ngo oli mukaka
remain humble
okusigala ngo uwulirize ebiragiro bya Katonda
hearing the commands of God
omanye singa Katonda akuyamba n'osoma ku kerubi ku Satani kye yali
God helps you read what Satan was
we yali ngakyali kerubi
mu kitiba still a kerubi made growth
n'engeri gye yabitwalamu ne gyerabamu
how we took them and how he saw himself
okweteeka mu ntebe etali
put himself in a seat not his
oyiganti katone wakuyimusate mukiwa chokubulira ngire kifana kito
matter what level God raises you to preach
nebo bira nabbi afana nabi
you are what level
God galenga wa singo woleza mukama
Lord serving God.
Yes, he was
raising us so much
ubanga ono ekigezo kikyaliya
his test was there
Satani ngabamufu kerubi
Satan mere
nina katonda akimanya nsigere yo kwagala okumuwakanya yali mukuvada
God knew the seed of wanting to contain of him he was in him
kubanga ekimu kubyatonze guru nese biliwo lero
why they created heaven and earth which are today
na tujibwa wakulu we guru kutandikwa
take care of the heavens in the beginning
katonda yali alengedde de chibi
God already foreseen sin
nana kitaye wacha na kitandika
the father of it will begin it
na bana kigenda
and those who will go within it
nibana subana subulu kununula
those will be able to redeem
irage lutonde guru nese
and as he went to create heaven and earth
kitu ya kiteka nacho we bilake
everything he put it he gave it command
but kerubi ono bali ba mumanyatta
this kerubim had been known from long
nti ajafuka Satan
he will become Satan
neba muteka ke bigezo
and they put tests around
yali na kuita bigezo bya kitibwa kyali ba mutatte
the tests of the owners and groups that they put him in.
Yes, he was going to be. Tuvula banwe ba mujja mu bakerubi te wali tuka tuka za ba
mu kibuga. Put the quality of the no change happened in the city.
Kyasigara order yacho yeyo.
The city remained in its rightful order.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
So that we get these abo ruganda.
As you get careful brethren.
Ubuta yingiranga mu bigambo byabo bamba.
Not to enter in perverse speech.
Ukutandika okwagala mu tutule mu ntebe ya Katonda.
If you want to sit in the throne of God.
Bino omoyo mtukufu yayongera nabi byukula mu Isaiah 14.
This the Holy Spirit revealed them more in Isaiah 14.
Ojele kumne bili pako re 14.
Verse 12 to 14.
Atoyongere yongere bagure bagumwa.
Let's move on as they give the microphone.
Isaiah sura ye 14 n'olunyiri olwe 12.
Isaiah 14 from verse 12.
Ngo guddo okuva mu guru gwe munyenye ngo guddo okuva mu guru gwe Lucifer emunyenye yenja omwana owenja ngo temeddwa okutuuka ku ttaka gwe eyameganga amawanga onyole 13. Nyogera mu mutima gonti
nti bino yabyo yasoka Satani kubyogera mu mutima
gwe. Satan first spoke this in his heart.
Ngaki ari mu bakerubi.
While still a cherubim.
Nyogera mu mutima gwe
spoke in his heart.
Mu bakerubi banange temanyi kyandi
ko velo kelbi we don't know what I'm up to.
Nzingenda kuba mu ntebe yabwa Katonda.
I'm going to be the throne of God.
Eye ndebe kimwe gambi sambo tujikoma.
Sit you claim we watch over it.
Nenda jitula mu
going to sit in it.
Abiyogera mu mutima gwe
speaks it in his
heart ebwe namara
and after
ngende mweri mukuru eri okusa
God the one the third heaven
kigambo kya tura
where the word sits
nayo njiwambe ntule
to all capture sit within
ebwe namara ngende mweri ya wakuru we guru
after all God that above the heaven
yena uri that wali wakuru we guru nayo njitule
there is above the heavens I will sit in it
katuzoka tukirize kibuzo kyo
mukama yebazibwa
baruka praise Jesus brethren
tula byenga kerubi ona itibwa Satan.
We've seen kerubi who is called Satan now.
Mukama yamulaba mu ekibi.
God was so seen within him.
Okuva emabega.
Right from the beginning.
Naye nayingira mu kukemebwa.
But he entered to be tested.
Nene tulaba ba mukama teyabalaba mu kibi.
But we saw the others God never so seen in them.
Bakerubi.
The two kerubims.
Ati omuntu atali mu kibi.
A person without sin.
Mukama gwatalabye mu kibi.
Whom God has not seen sin in them.
Tayingira mu kukemebwa.
Don't they enter testing?
Asobola okuyingira.
They can enter.
Kubanga bano sira bakukemebwa.
For I don't see the testing of these kerubims.
Nabo bali mu kigezaawo.
They too are on the test.
Tugenda laba wansige.
We are going to sit down the test.
Baba yita baba ronde baba wetu yo
wako to. They will choose to keep the throne of God.
Yes, yes, yes. You
do come, we crown you.
Never come, but you can't look out where
you are not going to give up serving God.
Fame, we to wait a bit.
To give us thrones to reign.
That when the Satan got on the ring and
see what he did, Satan got for so a seed of sin in him.
He tried
to all of us.
He said,
deceiver, let me put you in test then. I don't know whether they read well in John. Before we move on, let's take you back in the book of John. First John. All the words that began to speak in his heart of pride, of wanting to become God. God had already foreseen them. And he said in the book of 1 John, this chapter 1, verse 5.
Ebaluwa ya Yokana esoka, esule esoka, nolo nyiri olokutana.
First John chapter 1 from verse 5.
Nechino, chechigambo chetuwa ulira, echava mwye. Era, chetuwa ulira mwye. Nga katonda gwe musana, so mwye, echiziki za temuli na katono.
Nchibutuari waguru we guru.
When we were above the heavens,
ya tugambira wu,
he told us,
anangi babu ulira,
I tell you,
katonda musana,
God is light,
mutukirivu,
is holy,
musana gwa akumanya,
light of knowledge.
There
is nothing like darkness. Words which are crooked and twisted.
Words
of darkness of ignorance.
Ebaluwa yokana isoka, esule yo esoka, olunyiri olwomukaga.
First John chapter 1 verse 6.
Bwetu ogeranga tusa kimu naye, tutambuliranga mu kizikiza, tulimba, tutakola mazima, olwomusanvu. Nema tutambulira mu musana nga ye bwali mu musana tusa kimu feka na feka n'omusaayi gwa Yesu omwana we gutunaazaako ekibi kyonna.
Olunya olw'omunaana
verses 8.
Ebalokano kisooka essuula eyosooka olunya olw'omunaana ti bwe twogera nga tulina ekibi twekyamya feka bwe twogera nga tetulina kibi twekyamya feka so nga n'amazima tegali mu ffe.
Kaakati wetwali waguru weguru.
When we were above the heavens,
yagezaako tulaga nti waliwo mu abagenda ofuna ekibibwa ekinyibwa ekyo.
Try to show us that there in you are going to get distilled.
Natumugamba emyaka wakyabula emitwalo ena mu enkumi.
Told him there remaining 42,000 years.
Natumugambira mu ejo nti
We told him that no.
Teri agenda kwonoona ano gwali gulabyemu ekirowoozo kyonna.
Whom have you seen that thought in us?
Nayagamba kale omubanga mugambye bye mbagamba.
If you refuse what I tell you,
namumbala okuba omulimba.
And you can't be a liar.
Tuyingire ekigezi.
Let's go into a test.
Katusoma olunyiri olw'omwenda.
Olunyiri olw'omwenda. Ebbaluwa ya Yokana esooka, essuula esooka, olunyiri lwa mwenda.
First John chapter 1 verse 9.
Bwe twatula ebibi byaffe, ye wa mazima era omutuukirivu okutusonyiwa ebibi byaffe.
Singa twakiririzaawo eri.
If we accepted from there.
Tumugamba nti taata ky'olabye kituufu.
And we say, Father, what you've seen is right.
Era n'omuba kali nagana n'otubuuza kati nsonga ako yenze.
And you say, Father, point on me, is it me?
Nkoze nti okwetaasa.
What can I do to save myself?
Wabula era waabeerawo okuwakana kwere.
But we contended there even.
Kubanga olunyo oluddako lulaga nti twakayana naye.
For the next verse says that we argued with him.
Ebbaluwa ya Yokana esooka, essuula esooka, olunyiriri lwa 10.
First John chapter 1 verse 10.
Bwe twogeranga twonoona. Bwe twogeranga tetwonoonanga tumufuula mulimba.
Kaakati abitugambira eri.
He tells us this above the heavens.
Ne mugamba nedda.
He told him no.
Kaakati mulowooza nnimba.
Do you think I'm lying?
Ebbaluwa ya Yokana esooka, essuula esooka, olunyiri lwa 10.
First John chapter 1 verse 10.
Bwe twogeranga tetwonoonanga tumufuula mulimba. So nga n'ekigambo kye tekiri mu ffe.
Nti bwe twabeera eri twagamba sibo. Nedda.
When we were there we told him no.
Agamba kati tujja kutawaana.
And he said we shall be wasted.
Kubanga omwoyo mutukuvu bw'aba annyonnyola ebigambo bino.
When the Holy Spirit experienced this word.
Agamba nti bino bye batugamba wansi wano.
See, this they told us down here.
Baabiwulira okuva ku lubereberye.
They heard them from the beginning.
So mu lunyo olusooka owulire. Yes, he was the way
of Jesus.
Ntibino bitusumye wa mango
wa. What we read down here,
yauli wa kuva kurubiribi,
it was spoken from the beginning.
Tusomere wa mabaru ya kani soko nyuliso.
Let's read first John chapter 1.
Ebaluwa ya yokani soka, isure soka, nolo nyiri oli soka.
First John chapter 1 verse 1.
Echaba wo kuva kurubiribi. Chetua ulira.
Bati ulira ndi. Yes, he was great.
Praise Jesus so much.
Discussions
were above the heavens.
Two
heavens that earth were created.
And
I've seen some, in you, someone is going to become father of sin. And these ones and this group will follow him. Do you know when God put spirits in the form of the creatures? He marked us in the face of people who are going to fall. We and the angel come out in the same face. The face of the
creatures.
But he marked all this in above the heavens. And whoever is to come out in the human face. Whoever is brought out in a human face, and the human being seed reached unto them. The cherubim, you see them in human face. This marking is above the heavens.
From
above the heavens. He saw when they were still remaining 42,000 years. And he said, let's create heaven and earth. And we take people there to test them. All creations that take them, test them from there.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Now
that Satan who was created in the position of a cherubim, and the position is into is of a test. Even all his colleagues were in a test. But the one who began sin was known from above the heavens.
And
even sin they knew how it will be. Wanting to become God, to want to sit in the throne.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
But
like we've been telling you, that it took a couple of years, 42,000 years, right from creation of heavens and earth.
And
that was a perfected cherubim.
But
after those years passed,
thoughts
began to speak within him of becoming God, like we've had in Isaiah 14, verse
12,
unto 14. He spoke this down.
Isaiah 14,
verses 12.
Ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu gwe Lusifa, emunyenye ey'enkya, omwana ow'enkya. Ng'otemeddwa okutuuka ku ttaka, gwe yameganga amawanga. N'oyogera mu mutima gwo nti, ndirinnya mu ggulu. Ndigulumiza entebe yange okusinga emunyenye za Katonda.
Owulidde bwe yali ng'akyali mu bwa kerubi.
When he was still a cherubim.
Yasooka mu mutima gwe eri
first went in his own heart.
He said,
and he saved me.
Mwe bakerubi abalala mulimu kwebaka wano.
And the cherubim is sleeping here.
Timumanyi the sawa
yonna. Don't know me anytime.
Ngenda tula kwe entebe
yekisiri wa sit on the mercy seat at the top there.
I'll
be at the group of angels where they gather.
They
in the glory. When you're on the master seat on the top,
all angels
and saints of the seat of God, you see them. And you're on the top there. This in himself, he had not told of anyone. God is watching. He says he's begun. Did we tell them? The word I told you.
Mwoyo mutukuvu obula ayagala natula muntu
bye. Wants to sit in your feet now.
Anga netu soka tumwa kade kula bije agenda.
Give him time to see where he's heading to.
Wangi rangi bije agenda natumanyi.
See where he heads to, we know there.
Katonda bwe yarabanga anage anatwa Satani anate urumba Eve.
When God saw Satan is about to attack Eve,
naba we kiragiro
and he gave them a command.
Isoro kubata asata
asa. He can save them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But he began speaking these things in his heart. Being God. Isaiah 14:13. Sit on the mercy seat. Assembly of angels and the saints.
He's
in his heart.
He's
building something. God is seeing him. And the schemes of his own heart are making him fall. And they capture him. What his mouth capturing him. Isaiah 14:13.
The entire heaven I will pass it.
Isaiah 14:14.
I'll
be there in a glorious throne.
The
performing of Satan and the sin he committed and the sin he put in the people is wanting to become God, to sit in the throne of God, to share the glories which God has not given them. The Holy Spirit wants us and says, the one who has to gain honor, let them get it within the Lord. The one who boosts, let them boost in the Lord. In the Lord.
What
in their own things they put.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So now you have to be
a first began his sin like that. And he birthed it. And that's why in James 1:12-16,
explaining
how he conceived the conception of sin.
Then
he became the father of sin. James 1:13.
Omuntu yenna wakemebwanga tayogeranga nti Katonda yankema.
Katonda teyamukemako.
God never tempted him.
Ye yalengera kyagenda kuba.
He foresaw what he wanted to be.
Namuwekitiibwa
and gave him glory.
Namugezesa nakyalabe ddala ayinza okulwanisa ekibi ne kitamera mu ye.
Tested deep with it to see can he fight sin not to grow in him.
Yakobo 1:13.
James 1:13.
Kubanga Katonda takema na bubi era yeye nyini takema muntu yenna.
God never tempts any person.
Yes, he ever is with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kubanga singa kirubi ono baite bamuwadde kitibwa kyonna.
His kelpim had not been given an honorable position.
Yani gambye Katonda simu enkanya.
Would have told God you're not just by God.
Nutonda Adam nomtwala mbusiku.
Create Adam, give him a garden.
Amalaika bonano wawe wawatu.
He chose to give them wings.
Nze nonfune yemvonyo wano.
Me, you make me a maggot. Why I've decided to fight you, God? For making me a maggot.
He
gave him the glories. What else was he fighting for?
James 1:14.
Naye buli muntu akemebwa
naye buli muntu akebebwa ngawalulwa okwegomba kwe ye nasendebwa sendebwa
owulidde ekyamusenda
okwegomba
kwe ye kwenyini
own desire
kwagala mukutula mu ntebe ya
Katonda to sit in the throne of God
n'okugenda mu yakitafaali wakulu
enyini that of the father above the heaven
yasendebwa sendebwa okugunja
ebintu to invent things which will reach him there
ebinamuyamba ngatu
which will help him reach
Yakobo esula esooka olunyiriri olw'15
James chapter 1 verse 15
okwegomba okwo ne kulyoka kuba olubuto
akati n'afuna olubuto lwakyo
he conceived it
bulaba kugambye nti kitaawe
w'ekiri
kitaawe w'abalimba
father of the liars
Yakobo esula esooka olunyiriri lw'15
James chapter 1 verse 15
okwegomba okwo ne kulyoka kuba olubuto ne kuzaala okwonoona
nekuzaala okulaki
okwonoona
Yesu yabazibwa
praise Jesus so much
so bwatu bwe yatandika okwegomba okubeera Katonda
he began to desire to become God
okwegomba kwe ne kutandika okuzaala okuwakanya Katonda
and desires began to birth him contending against God
ekibi ekyo n'embeera yakyo okufa
kwakutugoberera which is death which follows it
Yesu yabazibwa
praise Jesus so much
obulabanga kitafu yagamba
that's why the father said
sitani okuva ku lubiribiri ekyo kyeyali alowooza
turn from the beginning that is what he thought
Katonda kiyamulaba okuva ku ntandikwa ng'agenda kukibeera
what God saw him in the beginning he was to be that
era n'atugamba mu Yokaana esula y'omunaana
As in John 8, verse 44, and he said this.
Yokane sule yomunana, orunyiri yorwana mwenya.
John 8 from verse 44.
Mamuli ba chitamu sitani. Era mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa kitammwe
okwegomba kukwakola ki
his desire is to be what
kutuza sitani mu ntebe
to make satan sit in the throne of God
yobwa Katonda mbu yabera afuga
that will be the one reigning
era nabo basobola okufuga mu
ko them two can govern with him
wanga Bible yagamba mbu yamwega takonga mwongera ke ebiti
Bible says whoever joins on him he gives them glories and honor
wanga bwe yali alimba malaika yasoko kugwa
when he deceived the first fallen angel
amanyidwa nga Jezebel
is known as Jezebel
yamugamba ni kuogenda fuko munko yenda fuka omoyo mutukuvu
you're going to become the Holy Spirit
mfuneya unomra atumwe abiro mwana
and we get another who will become the son
fuke kigambo
and it becomes the word
ati abara abo tugenda kuba bafuka bakadabi mwa bana
ah those shall give them become 24 elders
naba bafuka we ebiramu ebina
others will become four living creatures
abana tubalanki ngetudde mu rotege ke system
ya we shall rank them in our new system
buli omwo kusinzira byana o emijana abakoze
according to works they would have done
kwamba tudine moro Yokaana 8 na munya
Yokaana sura ya 8 olunyiriro lwana munya
John 8:44
mwe muri ba kitamwe setani era mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa kitamwe oyo kuva ku rubereberye ye musi
na musonga ko nagamba ugwe nalabo kuvemba
ku rubereberye kutari
right from the beginning I saw him
waguru we
above the heavens
namula banga yagenda okutta banne
I saw he was going to kill his colleagues
Yokaana sura ya 8 olunyiriro lwana munya
John 8:44
oyo okuva ku rubereberye ye musi sote yanywerera mu mazima kubanga amazima tegali mu ye bwayogera obulimba ayogera ekiva mu bibye kubanga ye mulimba era kitawe w'abalimba
nti ebintu byali ayogera bibye
things spoke are his
ebyokwegomba kwe bibye talina gwe yabikopa
ku desires are his never copped it from anywhere
Ina te muruza understand ina je je
kibisa diwa. Big sudden went elsewhere gets in from there.
Ngabo uzaronga omwana nga gotoli mu bila yena atandike byo
mu bath a child when you're not a thief and they begin to steal.
Yes ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
So this time what we atandi
even Satan began like that.
Orono ayagala okuva mu kerubi afuke Katonda.
He wants to shift from being a cherubim to becoming God.
Ati Katonda ndozo bayi yali agenda mu waranka kisima.
I don't know what rank he was going to give God.
Kuba okudda ku muntu nga Katonda olinga yentandikwa
someone your God is the beginning
era ye nkome
and is the end
kati simanyi yali oba yali agenda bikwasaganya
ati how was going to handle that mission
your mission yali ku impossible mission
the mission was an impossible mission
yali impossible
nga tesoboka impossible You two join on him, I still don't have any understanding well. Plans are wrong, they can't come to pass.
Yes, he was
with Jesus so much.
So, oluvanyuma lw'ebyo
now, after all that, Satan has fallen. But before he was taken off the cherubim, he began to use the spiritual transports where he met Jezebel. And deceived a third. A third of the angels. It is for them to see that head again. Satan, the devil, deceived Jezebel, who was known as Queen of Heaven. The first fallen angel to fall and join on him. Jezebel deceived a third of the fallen angels. We break it again, understanding.
Satan,
the devil, deceived Jezebel, who is known as Queen of Heaven. First fallen angel to fall and join on Satan.
Jezebel
deceived a third of angels to bring them to Satan.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise you so much.
But what you know, the Kubikwa Kumina Misavu.
When you look at Revelation 17,
when you are the Soka Pakunoktano,
verse 1 to 5,
Mokama Yogerabuati for Jezebel.
God speaks this on Jezebel.
Kubikuriwa Sule Yakumino Misavu, no Niri or Soka.
Revelation 17 from verse 1.
Newajo Mokuba Malaiko Misavu, Avari Navy Yomisavu, Nayogera Nangi, Gagambati, Janguan, Nangi Nakura Gomisango Gomu in Zomukuru. Atula kumaza amanji.
Nchi aiti kwa mwenzi omu, which is called the chief adulteress.
Mwenzi omu kuru.
This chief adulteress.
Kwa gamba, sitani nga mazota andika wa systemu ya.
When the devil began his system,
yu kwa galo kufuka katona.
Wanting to become God.
Wali uo mwenzi omu kuru ya kurembera mwa bafaka katona.
The chief adulteress who led those who abandoned the gods. That's why she's called the chief adulteress. The adultery of forsaking and abandoning God causes and the physical adulteries to come also.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Before we move on much in Revelation 17, in Hosea 14, God explains his adulteries, the adultery of abandoning and forsaking God.
Hosea
14.
Awo balirya ne batakuta balienda so tebalyala kubanga baliseeyo okusaayo omwoyo eri Mukama onyole 11 obwenzi n'omwenge n'omwenge omusu bimalawo okutegeera onyole 12 abantu bange beebuuza ku kikonge kyabwe n'omuggo gwabwe gwe gubabuulira kubanga omwoyo ogw'obwenzi kubachamiza
nti bali ba obwenzi buno obw'okuva Katonda
adultery of abandoning and forsaking God
na ye abukulira
but the one who spearheads and leads
Satan,
you know Satan
ye ntandikwa y'okuwakanya Katonda
is the beginning of contending against God
ye fudde Katonda
he's acted and claimed to be God
ani awasooka okukyama okuviri Katonda okujeri Satan
first to branch off from God's side to come to Satan
yayitibwa omwenzi omukulu
that is the one who is called the chief adulteress.
Yes, he was with Jesus.
Those who take the chicken to which you understood where that word comes from.
Jezebel,
right? Jezebel is called the chief adulteress.
What
an angel to fall and join on Satan. I want to tell you one secret. That before Adam fell, Jezebel and the angels had already fallen.
These
are father of the angels. Had already gotten to be in them. It's the reason why in Genesis, when God wages the enmity, enmity was between the offsprings of the woman and the offsprings of the serpent, Satan himself. Let's read in Genesis.
Luberebele sule yoku satu, nolu njiriri,
ole kumine nya.
Genesis 3:14.
Mukama Katonda n'agamba omusota nti, kubanga okoze kino, okulimiddwa gwe okusinga ensolo ez'omu nnyumba zonna, n'okusinga buli nsolo ey'omu nsiko. Onootambuzanga olubuto, onoolyanga enfuufu ennaku zonna ez'obulamu bwo. Onyoole 15. Nange obulabe n'abuteekanga wakati wo n'omukazi, era ne wakati w'ezzadde, era ne wakati w'ezzadde lyo n'ezzadde ly'omukazi.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
But you say that
in that time,
Adam and Eve,
as Adam and Eve fell, Satan already had gotten offspring for himself. Right from the mother of the God race,
Jezebel.
First fallen angel to fall and join on Satan.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. That's why you heard she's called the great chief of the God race.
But Jezebel is the
one who deceived the third of the angels to connect them with Satan. And he told Satan, I brought you offspring
of
those who forsake God and they become your supporters. Get back to Revelation 17, verses 1 to 5. And you get explained well. Revelation 17:1.
Ne wajja omu ku bamalayika omusanvu abalina ebibya omusanvu, n'ayogera nange ng'agamba nti, jangu wano nange nnaakulaga omusango ogw'omwezi omukulu atuula ku mazzi amangi. Onyoole 2. Bakabaka b'ensi bwe bayenda naye, n'abo abatuula ku nsi ne batamiira omwenge ogw'obwenzi bwe. Onyoole 3. N'atwala mu ddungu mu mwoyo, naye ndaba omukazi ng'atudde ku nsolo emyufu ng'ejjudde amannya ag'obuvoozi, ng'erina emitwe 7 n'amayembe 10. Onyoole 4. Omukazi ng'ayambadde olugoye olw'effulungu n'olumyufu, era ng'ayonjebwa ne zaabu n'amayinja ag'omuwendo omungi ne luulu, ng'alina mu mukono gwe ekikompe ekya zaabu ekijjudde emizizo, ye mpitambi y'obwenzi bwe.
Yes, he was with
Praise Jesus so much.
Jezebel, you know,
this Jezebel,
Malaika yasoko kuwa neegatta ku Satan,
the first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan.
And
when she joined him,
yamugamba nkuwadde gwe nabakyala.
He told him, Satan told her, you are the queen.
Namuganzika wetukira mu ntebe.
And say, as soon as I reach in the throne,
ebitiibwa by'okuba nabakyala,
the glories of being queen, they are yours.
Ati noonya abaana.
Now look for the children. For they had to steal the children, for they cannot create. That's why they have a case of stealing, killing, and destroying. Like we had in the John 10:10. That Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now Jezebel, in joining him, told her, now you are my queen, and I'm
going
to reach in the seat as king.
You
know, whoever joined on Satan, he gave and added honors upon them. Let's first get to Jeremiah. How she was called the Queen of Heaven. In the campaigns of Jerusalem, the queen is passing. But God was patient all that long. That's why most of the Psalms, the Holy Spirit prays and
says,
oh Lord, fill of grace. And he's surprised. How dare you leave these bad things be in your city? God waits to the seasons.
Yes, he has
raised Jesus so much. Listen, Jeremiah.
Jeremiah 44:15. Awo abasajja bonna abamanya nga bakazi baabwe botereza bakatonda abalala obubaane, n'abakazi bonna abali bayimiridde awo, ekibiina ekinene, abantu bonna abaali batuula mu nsi y'e Misiri, Epasuloosi nebaddamu Yeremiya nga boogera ole 16 nti ekigambo ky'otubuulidde mu linnya lya Mukama tetukuwulire ole 17 naye tetulirema kutuukiriza buli kigambo ekyava mu kamwa kaffe okwotereza kabaka w'eggulu omukazi obubaane n'okumufukira ebiweebwayo ebyokunywa nga bwe twakolanga ffe ne bajjajjaffe bassekabaka baffe n'abakungu baffe mu bibuga bya Yuda ne mu nguudo z'e Yerusaalemi
yayitibwanga n'abakyala we
the Queen of Heaven
era wali mu Yerusaalemi
in Jerusalem
okujja ayitewo buyisu
come and she's passing
Nabachara,
the queen.
No, so that you put
see this stubbornness.
Oh, my name is Zabulia.
You know, in the psalm,
the
Holy Spirit
says,
all they have made stubbornness in the holy place.
Nebochana watu kuvuo
they have burnt your holy place
ngaba kodira dale fudu limini
stubbornness there
yes we have
praise you. Jesus so much
ninga munaye ba mwitanga na bachara
wewe kona queen of heaven
yenga mukuchami aba
in her
ba malaika
fighting the angels
muri mumukuru nyo
it was a great work
ngaya kwenye medizamu
she delighted over it
okubaze eri
satan take them on the side of satan
yenzonga bachi gwotumulana mukitabe choko bikulira
reason when you look in the book of revelations
bakulaga Jezebeli ono
they figure this Jezebel
kuyigiriza abantu okuchamba okuva Katonda
teaching people apart from God
era sibunga bamulabanga nga nabbi
and they saw her as a prophet
moyo kuno gwajjanga sibune guyingira ne mu bantu
kunse spirit came entered people on the world
yakutandika ne mirimu kunse okuchambiza
ddala began works on the world to pervert people
nga basinga bayite bamanyi yali ani ono
most of them never knew who this was
marayiko ye yasoko okugwa
is this first fallen angel to fall
erinnya lye tufu ye Jezebel
the rightful name is Jezebel
yawebwe kitibwa ekyokuba n'abakyala
given the honor of being the queen
sitani kenyini yamuwe
ekitibwa sitani himself gave her this honor
katusome mu kubikulirwa esura ya eyokubiri n'olunyolwa makumi abiri
revelations 2:20
kubikulirwa esura ya eyokubiri n'olunyolwa makumi abiri
revelations 2:20
naye nina ensonga kugwe kubanga oleka omukazi oli Yezebeli eyeyita nabbi nayigiriza n'akyamya abaddu bange okwendanga nokulyanga ebyaweebwa eri ebifaananyi
olidde kyeyakola
yuya washidit
ebbanga lyonna
olong
kuyigiriza abantu kuva teaching people to shift from God katonda nakola bwenzi bwa munsi
shift from God and commit adultery
nga bwe yakola bamalayika
like she did to angels
ekimu ekyokusatu kyeyalimba
that she lied
yes yebaziwe nyo
praise Jesus so
much ebintu bye tukugamba bye byabangawo mu BC
this we tell you is what happened in the BC
yes ngatana kuzaliwa ku nsi
before the birth of Christ on earth
yes yebaziwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
nilika ni miaka 2017
reji yise now 2017 years back
uchanga stani yako ibwayo mukune wa malaika baba
seven fallen angels were chased from
inga bino bimu kwe bye byabangawo
so this are some of things which happened
ebyabawo kutandikwa dalire byajja bibawo
happened in the beginning and they keep on happening
yes you was when
praise Jesus so much
somewhere byonna
now in all that
yalimbira mu kimu kya kosa to kya bamalaika
received the part of the angels
okusinzira mu kubikulirwa
according to revelations
okusira mu kubikulirwa 12 nyoro okusatu no
okona according to revelations 12:3-4
ayogera bwati
they speak this
okubikulirwa sura ye 12 no lunyiriri olwokusatu
revelations 12 from verse 3
niwalabika akabonera akalala mu ggulu era laba okusota okumyufu ogunene ogulirwa emitwe omusanvu n'amayembe 10 ne ku mitwe gyagwo engule 7 olunyiriri olwokuna n'omukira gwagwo neguwalula ekitundu ekyokusatu ekyemunyenyezo mu ggulu neguzisuula ku nsi
yes yebaziwe
praise Jesus so much
omusota guno ogwedda
olden serpent the dragon
stani kenyini
Satan himself
okusura ekimu ekyokusatu ekyemunyenyeze
grow as part of the stars of heaven
ba malaika abomugulu
angels of heaven
yakuyisa nyo Jezebel
used Jezebel so much
Malaika yasoka okugwana amwegatta.
The first fallen angel to fall and join on him.
Era nga ekyama ky'emmunyeenyezi nekimu ekyokusa.
Mystery of the stars, the apart.
Bwe tuba tusoma mu kubikulira essuula y'omwenda olisooka.
Revelations 9:1.
Batugamba nti munyenyezi no tebogera ku munyenyezi nezaaka mupanga.
The stars, they don't speak of physical stars in the sky.
Wabula baba boogera ku bamalayika.
They speak of angels.
Okubikulira essuula y'omwenda n'olunyiriri olisooka.
Revelations 9:1.
Malaika owokutaano n'afuuwa ekkondeere. Naye ndaba emmunyeenye ng'eva mu ggulu ng'egwa ku nsi. N'aweebwa ekisumuluzo eky'obunnya obutakoma.
Yesu yeebazibwe
nnyo.
Nendaba emmunyeenye ng'eva mu ggulu. N'aweebwa ekisumuluzo ky'obunnya
obutakoma.
Baba ekyama ky'emmunyeenye bagamba malaika.
And the mystery of studying being an angel.
Nga bw'olaba nti bw'aba yaweebwa obunnya obw'ekisumuluzo. Oba yaweebwa ekisumuluzo ky'obunnya
obutakoma.
Ate baba boogera ku malaika oyo ow'obunnya
obutakoma.
Mu kubikkulirwa essuula ya 20 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Okubikkulirwa essuula ya 20 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Naye
ndaba malaika ng'akka okuva mu ggulu ng'alina ekisumuluzo eky'obunnya obutakoma. N'olujegere olunene mu mukono gwe.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So ekyama ky'emmunyeenye.
The mystery of the star.
Tukibikkudde.
We revealed and opened it.
Nga tusinziira mu kubikkulirwa essuula ey'omwenda.
We based in Revelations 9.
Olunyiri olusooka.
Verses 1.
Woogedde ne ndaba emmunyeenye ng'ekka okuva mu ggulu.
A star came down from heaven.
N'aweebwa ekisumuluzo ky'obunnya obutakoma.
He was given the key of the bottomless pit.
Nga tunyonnyola mu kubikkulirwa 2 olunyiri olusooka.
Then Revelations 21.
Ti ne ndaba malayika ow'obunnya obutakoma.
I saw the angel of the bottomless pit.
Ngalino olujegere mukono gwe.
He has a chain in his hand.
Nawe bw'ekisumuluzo ky'obunnya obutakoma.
And he was given the key of the bottomless pit.
Kiba kitegeeza.
Now it means.
Tumaze okufuna ekyama ky'emmunyeenye ekimu ekyokusatu ezaasuulibwa Sitaani.
God explained the mystery of the star, a third of the angels who.
Bwe tuwulidde mu kubikkulirwa essuula ey'12.
Like we've heard in Revelation 12.
Olunyiriri. Okutandika olwokusatu n'olwokuna.
Starting from verse 3 and 4.
The star yasula ekimu ekyokusatu ky'emmunyeenye
omukulu. Through a third of the stars of heaven.
Ekimu ekyokusatu eky'abamalayika.
A third of the angels.
Wabula bwe tuba twagala okufuna ennamba yaabwe entuufu.
If you want to get their rightful number.
Tufune ennamba eyasigalayo omukulu eyabamalayika abatukuvu.
The rightful number which remained in heaven of the holy angels.
Nga tusooka ne tudividinga.
And we divide it.
Nga tusobola okufuna ennamba y'abamalayika abaagwa.
We can get a third of that.
Mu kubikkulirwa essuula y'okutaano.
In Revelations 5.
Olunyiriri 11.
Verses 11.
Tuweebwa ennamba y'abamalayika abaasigalawo.
Given number of angels who remained.
Emyaka 2017 egiyise.
Two thousand 17 years back.
Bukyanga Sitaani ne bamalayika abaagwa abaagobebwayo.
Ever since then and fallen angel has from heaven.
Katusome mu kubikkulirwa essuula y'okutaano olunyiriri 11.
Let's read Revelations 5:11.
Okubikkulirwa essuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri 11.
Revelations 5:11.
Nendaba n'empulira eddoboozi ly'abamalayika abangi abeetoolodde entebe n'ebiramu n'abakadde n'omuwendo gwabwe gwali obukumi emirundi obukumi mu enkumi emirundi enkumi.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bona b'okubisizaamu omuwendo gw'abamalayika bano.
When you multiply the number of these angels.
Abatukuvu abaasigalayo mu ggulu.
The saints who remained in heaven.
Abo tusomye okubikkulirwa 5.
Like read Revelations 5.
Olunyiriri 11.
Verses 11.
Bajja kuwa ennamba trillioni 10 ez'abamalayika.
They will give you 100 trillions of right holy angels.
Kati kimu kyakusatu.
Now a third.
Ku buli trillion 10
of 100 trillions
ez'abamalayika bali abatukuvu
of the holy angels
tuba tufuna ennamba yaabo abaagwa.
We get the number of the fallen angels.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Abo tuba tukwata trillion 10 ne tukola tutya ne tugabanyaamu.
We divide it by 3.
Trillion 10 ez'abamalayika
zi 100 trillion of angels divide by 3.
Tufunye namba ki eyo? Zibira trillion 33 n'obutundu 3.
There's 33.3 trillions of fallen angels.
Bano nno Jezebeli bye yasuula.
These ones are what Jezebel calls to fall.
Ng'abagatta era ng'abasuubiza ebirungi Sitaani ng'afuuse Katonda by'agenda okubawa.
She promised to them honors when Satan becomes God, which he was to give them.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga bano baagenda nga balekawo Mukama emirimu gye yabawa.
But these gave up the dominions and works God gave them to do. God had put them in these ministrations. But remember, whoever God had called, gave them their own honor.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What we read in Romans
8.
That angels didn't mind on the millions God had put them in. But they had the share positions like of 24 elders. Four living creatures. The cherubims refused to join on them. They chased them from that position. Angels refused to follow them. They banned them. These who have followed, they give them honors. The fallen angels never kept their dominions. All of this we started them in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. In this our journey of heaven, book of remembrance to all nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That's why in Jude 1:6, God is spoken of the fallen angels and
they
never kept their dominions, the honors by which God had put them,
for hoping
that expected more honors.
Ebaluwa ya Yuda esule esoko niyolo mkaga.
Jude 1:6.
Neba malaika abata kuma bukuru wawe bo. Na yene valeka ichifocha awe. Bobe njini. Abaku umira munjegere ezena kuzona wansuwe chizikiza. Olomu sango ogokuru naku orukuru.
Ngatituna bakutuka kunsonge yoko.
Before rich. Issue of their being chased from heaven. They are falling as they followed Satan. After the sessions of Jezebel, they gave up their dominions. They did watch over the dominions. They did keep their positions. And they decided to seek for more other honors. We add in Daniel 11, whoever joins on Satan,
we
add honors on them. Honors of wind which are not there. Not real, not even can they stand?
Imagine
Jezebel, the called Queen of Heaven, but is it real? Angels begin to enchant for her. Honors, these are wind.
So,
let's be careful, brethren. God deals this word to us as church.
We tried
not to enter these honors of God. Each one remain as God called you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You remain in the honor He called you with.
Whether
an apostle,
whether
the pastor, an evangelist, as the spiritual gift.
Inspector General
don't
Prophet.
Join on Inspector General Prophet.
Is it the Bishop
the Bishop and the many others?
Those
are what caused Satan and his fallen angels chased from heaven. Join upon them who honors which are not right.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That's why he tells us in 2 Peter, verse 3, and he speaks this.
2
Peter chapter 2 verse
4.
These of fallen angels saying this. They gave up positions God had put them. Because of the session of Satan and Jezebel.
Second
Peter 2:4.
Kuba obanga Katonda teyasonyiwa bamalayika bwe bayonoona naye n'abasuula mu lukonko nawa waye eriobunya obwekizikiza okubakuumira omusango.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Amalayika abo bayonoona.
Those angels sinned
ne beegatta ku Satan
and they joined on Satan. Because of the adultery of Jezebel.
First
fallen angel to fall and join on Satan.
So to again, it is in
be careful of all good things to see that we keep ourselves. And each one to watch over their brethren. Warned them of the character and all acts of Satan.
Yes, he was
praise you. Jesus so much. But in that time, Satan has deceived Jezebel. Jezebel has deceived the angels. A third of them. Jezebel said she should not be able to attack man. Now Satan himself is the one who involved in attacking man. He
asked
Jezebel to remain in the city, keeping on taking on the campaigns. And Satan goes to attack man in the garden. And he can enter them a mindset of becoming God.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. And people ask, what sin did we commit? Wanting to become gods. And
we
began to invent evil wrong ways. As we break the commands of God. And we want to look unto
Satan,
Satan the devil
deceives
Adam and Eve.
And he
tells them they're going to become God. As
the
thought of sinning was. As Satan thought of sinning was. Satan the devil
deceives
Adam and Eve.
And tells them
they're going to become gods.
As Satan
thought of sinning was.
I expect
God has helped us much understand these things.
Satan
first deceived who?
Adam
or the angels?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. But God has revealed us
Satan
first deceived Jezebel.
First
fallen angel to fall and join on him.
That
was the mother of adulterers, those who forsake the Lord. In every adultery of the world. And Jezebel deceived the
effort
of the fallen angels. But the aspect we've reached unto, broken another subheading to see,
to
see Satan the devil, when he deceived Adam and Eve, and he told them they're going to become gods, just thought thought of sinning was.
Yes, he was even
praise Jesus so much.
So we to, now,
thus with the sin we committed
Adam,
through Adam is wanting to become gods and we began to break the commands of God.
Yes, he was even
praise
you.
Jesus so much. But when we remember when he explains in Ezekiel 28 verses 12
we are sure
Satan was in this garden.
He all
time went in the garden. Before he even sinned,
he
came to pass in the garden in our spiritual transports. As he had not yet fallen, and he uses the vision, the dream, the trance,
to
leave the body of the cherubim, leave it there. And he first goes to the garden.
He
uses the Urim to speak.
And he uses
the Thummim.
Now projecting a video.
Project video you speak with him. And he owns you. Initially it wasn't like that.
It was impossible
for him to say that it would be impossible. It's not even there.
He's
awaiting the lake of fire to be melted. Together with his fallen angels.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
So
Ezekiel
28:12
walked in this garden. And in time of going to lie, he had come to speak over things of wisdom.
And those who had not
gotten worried over him,
who
had not yet become the dragon.
When we in
Genesis 3 we hear the experience he had already become.
When
God revealed this to Moses,
his
time he explains the snake is the one who deceived.
But
he wasn't more in a Kelvin.
Ezekiel 28:12. Nti omwana w'omuntu, tanula okukungubagira kabaka w'ettuulo, omugambe nti, bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti, osse akabonero ku muwendo ng'ojjudde amagezi, ng'otuukiridde obulungi. Wali mu Adeni olusuku lwa Katonda. Buli jinja ery'omuwendo omungi lyabanga lyakubikkako.
Owulidde engeri gye yagendanga mu lusuku.
Hear how we went to the garden.
So mu ky'okugenda ku luno okulimba.
Now this time to go us to go to lie.
Ivo okumuwuliriza.
If to give him attention.
Yali amanyi ensonga ziteyo omuntu tannaba kwonoonera.
He's not yet seen that God
has
thought he was advising her. Already entered the seat of wanting to become God. What he brought to tell Adam and Eve.
And
the issues of becoming God were moving on.
And
whoever joined on him, he gave them honors. He brought them with different honors. Let's get back to Genesis and see whether it's true what it is. Genesis 3 from verses 1.
N'omusota gwali mukalabakalaba okusinga ensolo zonna ez'omu nsiko ze yakola Mukama Katonda. Ne gugamba omukazi nti, bw'atyo bwe yayogera Katonda nti, temulyanga ku miti gyonna egy'omu lusuku. Olw'okubiri, omukazi n'agamba omusota nti, ebibala by'emiti egy'omu lusuku tulya. Olw'okusatu, wabula ebibala eby'omuti oguli wakati mu lusuku, Katonda yayogera nti, temugulyangako newankubadde ogukwatangako muleme okufa.
Praise Jesus so much.
In
Genesis chapter 3, when you look verse 1 and 2,
the
serpent who is Satan,
he
was an anointed cherubim,
he
who was known as Lucifer. In this time he reached the garden, as the transports of going there were. How they appeared. And this time he says, did God really say, all fruits of the trees you don't eat of them?
Remember,
Satan knew of the command how it stood. Just as in the Genesis 2, verses 15. And the 16. When God released the command,
Adam,
and he told Adam, all fruits of the other trees you can eat of them, but the tree bringing the good of knowing good and evil, don't dare eat of it, that you don't die. That's how Eve answered and repeated the snake. She answered into the serpent.
He
was a cherubim those days.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Satan,
but he Satan tells us these things down here. Genesis 3:4.
Omusota ne gugamba omukazi nti, okufa temulifa. Onyolokutana. Kubanga Katonda amanyi nti olunaku lwe muligulyako mmwe, amaaso gammwe lwe galizibuka. Namwe muli banga Katonda.
Olidde kye yaleeta.
You hear what he brought out.
Yabagamba okufa temugenda kufa.
Told them you'll not die.
Katonda amanyi olunaku lwe munaagulyako.
God knows the day you'll eat of it.
Mugenda kuzibuka amaaso.
You'll open your eyes.
Mubeerenga Katonda.
You'll be like God.
Sawa yakufuuka Katonda. Mukitegedde.
Becoming God, are you hearing?
Mukitegedde bulungi.
Have you understood it well?
Tukira nsonga ze yali azitandise.
Remember he had begun this already in himself.
Ye nga yayagala okufuuka.
And it's him who wants to become.
See,
not us.
He
was just putting us in the scene that we seen, they chase us from the garden.
Yes,
he will be able to take over all territories.
At
the end of it, we are going to get a problem. Something we do believe we are going to become. Man rushed from the above the heavens. God saw that he wanted to become as God. And the test he gave him is to create him in his image. And he neared him to his image to see.
Yes, he was with
praise
you.
Jesus. We are in the test even now. And
we can't
claim we in his image, he can't destroy us. We
to
be a gods on the world. Don't give up on that life. You are a god of the world, what have you created?
Although
a scientist,
not on that computer,
and you get a computer which
means
the gadgets they use are of God. What can they create when they have begun on it themselves?
So,
death is wanting to become God.
What's
the sin of Adam?
It's
the sin of wanting to become God. And the rest wanted to eat on the other tree. To become God.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
The
sin passed through all, for we all counted to be Adam.
We counted to be Adam and Eve.
If it was you to be the first Eve and that Adam, we were all to do that same thing. That's why
it
speaks in 1 Corinthians 15, 20 to 23, and it speaks this.
Abakolinso kisoke sura ya 15 olunyiryo lwa 12.
First Corinthians 15 from verse 20.
Abakolinso kisoka sura ya 15 olunyiryo lwa 12.
First Corinthians 15 from verse 20.
Naye kakano Kristo yazukizibwa mu bafu. Gwe mwako mubereberye ogwaba abebaka. Onyola bilimo olumu. Kubanga okufa bwe kwaba okubwa omuntu. Era n'okuzukira kwa bafu kwaba okubwa omuntu. Olabirimo bibi. Kubabona ngawe bafira mu Adam. Era bwe batyo mu Kristo bonna mwe balifukira abalamu.
Yes, he was with praise you. Jesus so much.
Orwechi bicha Adam,
by the sin of Adam.
Na fena feba Adam neba Eve.
All of us are Adams and Eve.
Kena tuwafa tujibwa ko mbili gwo mukuru.
We all died and the body of heaven removed from us.
Ogogerwa ko mbakolise kyo kuri suri yo kutaka.
Spoken of in 2 Corinthians 5.
Wenye olisoka pako ro kutaka.
From verses 1 to 5.
Mu Kristo Yesu tuzalimo mulondi ogwo.
In Christ Jesus we get born again.
Tudizibwa mbili ogwo gwo mukuru.
And we have restored the body of heaven.
Ezongalwa cho moyo mutukufu.
It's the reason why the Holy Spirit
Adam.
We brought the voice of Adam through Apostle Paul in Romans 7, in verse 7.
He
spoke of this death, how it happened.
This year.
Romans 7:7.
Kali tunayogera tutya. Kali tunayogera tutya. Amateeka ki ekibi kitalo. Naye sanditegedde kibi. Wabula mu mateeka. Kubanga sandi manye kwegomba. Singa mateeka tegayo giranchi tewegombanga. Onyo olw'omunaana. Naye kibi bwe kyalaba bwe kiyima. Nekikolanga mu nze olw'amateeka okwegomba kwonna. Kubanga wataba mateeka ekibi nga kifudde. Olunyo olw'omwenda. Nange edda nabanga mulamu awatali mateeka.
Yabera Adam yamala emyaka nga bwe twagisomyeko. Adam spent years as we read and studied of
him. Okutondebwa kwa
Gonesi. Right from creation of heaven and earth.
Okutuuka kugwako.
To reaching his falling.
Emyaka emitwalo ena mu enkumi bbiri.
He spent 42,000 years.
Yabera ng'omulamu.
When he was living.
Kama namuwe ekiragiro mulubereberye.
God gave him a command in Genesis.
Esule yokubiri.
Genesis 2.
Olugi olwekumi n'etaano n'olwekumi n'omukaaga.
Verse 15 and 16.
Wabula Satan.
But Satan.
Naraba wai na mchiragire
hicho. He saw where he can base within that command.
Mwere sule yoku sana.
In Genesis 3.
Na murimba.
And he deceived him.
Iranyo nyora wati mbarumi.
And he explains this in Romans.
Barumi sule yomu sambu. Nalu njivyo luomuenda.
Romans 7 verses 9.
Na ngeda. Na vanga mulamu awatali mateka. Na ye chivi wechadja. Na ye. Na ye. Echila giro wechadja. ekibira kizukira nange nefa onyole 10 nekiragire kyali ekyokuleeta obulamu ekyo nekirabika gendi ekyokuleeta okufa onyole 11 kubanga ekibibo kyalaba okiyima olw'ekiragiro nekinimba nekinzita olw'ekyo.
Yes, you have
been praise me, Jesus.
So awo wonna bonna abava mu Adamu,
all those who came from Adam,
bagambira nti we twafiira wano
wenyini, they say we died right at this point.
Wano we twaggibwako omubiri gw'omugulu mu lusuku,
is where they were taken off the body of heaven from the garden.
Ne batuwa guno omubiri gw'ennyama,
they gave us this body of flesh,
omubiri ogw'okufa,
the body of death.
So olaba ng'ayogera mu lunyo lwa 23,
that's why he speaks in verse 23
mu Baroma esula eno ey'omunaana ng'agamba
bw'ati. 8 saying this.
Sura ya musavu.
Galumi sura ya musavu n'olunyiriro lwa 23.
Romans 7:23.
Naye ndaba eteeka eddala mu bitundu byange, nga yoyana n'etteeka ly'amagezi gange, era nga lindeeta mu bufuge wansi w'etteeka ly'ekibi eriri mu bitundu byange. Olwa 24. Nze nga ndi muntu munaku, ani alindokola mu mubiri ogw'okufa kuno? Olwa 25. Nebaza Katonda kubwa Yesu Kristo mukama waffe. Kale bwe kityo, nzeze kama magezi ndi muddu w'amateeka ga Katonda. Naye mubiri wateeka lya kibi.
Yesu yabazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Yaya okulaja na kuli nti ani alimponya mubiri ogw'okufa.
Who will save me from the body of death?
Munnange engeri y'okufa gye yatubaako mu lusuku.
Type of death which happened on us in the garden.
Yakugibwako mubiri gwa
Mungu. Will be taken off the body of heaven.
Ye ffenna abenenya mu Kristo Yesu
mukama waffe. All of us who repent in Christ Jesus our Master.
Tuzalibwa omwoyo ogw'okubiri.
Get born again.
Tuddizibwa omubiri ogw'okufa.
We are restored that body from heaven.
Yesu yabazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
So naye nga tetutegedde nti sitaani kennyini.
What we've understood that Satan himself.
Ye yalimba Adam ne Eve.
He deceived Adam and Eve.
Ng'abagamba okufuuka Katonda.
And he told them to become gods.
Endowooza gye yali yafunye dda ye nga sitaani.
He thought he had already gotten as him Satan.
Ey'okufuuka Katonda.
Of becoming God.
Era nga situbira nti yali alinayo gwayagaliza omulala okufuuka Katonda.
Don't expect to wish another to become God.
Yali yeyagaliza dda ebyokufuuka
Katonda.
Yali atuteeka butesi mu kintu batugobe mu lusuku.
Just put us in the trap to be chased from the garden.
Ensonga lwaki negenda Bible ejogerako.
The reason even hell Bible speaks of.
Baagitondera sitaani ne bamalayika
be. Get ready for Satan and his angels.
Tetwali na kubibeeramu.
We are not meant to be in that.
Era kuba tuweebwa chance y'okulokolebwa.
Because you're given a chance to be saved.
N'okwenenya.
And to repent.
Ne tugaana.
And we refuse.
Kati ne batugatta ku masitaani.
Now they join us on the devil.
Naye si ffe. Eri abawulira ekigambo kino ky'obulokozi.
To us who hear the word of salvation.
Nsaba Mukama akuwe obulokozi.
I pray God give you salvation.
Orokokere ddala mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
Totally get saved in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Wakyaliyo obutontondo obulala bwe tulina okulaba.
There are still other parts we are to see.
Naye olw'obudde twagala tukomeko wano.
But because of time we want to end up here today.
Tugenda kuba wetukomawo tugenda kulaba bino.
When we come back we shall see this.
Jezebel akola kampeni ez'okulonda sitaani ku bwa Katonda.
Jezebel makes campaigns to elect Satan to become God.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Jezebel akola kampeni mu kibuga kya Katonda.
Makes campaigns in the city of God.
Jerusalem eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Okulonda sitaani ku ntebe y'obwa Katonda.
Elect Satan on the throne of God.
Ebirala kweyo byogenda okweyongera okulaba.
Yeah, some of this is going to move on to see.
Sitaani akubibwa mu kerubi.
Satan is just from being a cherubim.
Ayokyebwa omuliro akolimirwa.
Burnt with fire and is cursed.
Mu kiseera ekyo wafuukira omusoto ogw'edda.
In that time it becomes the olden serpent, the dragon.
Niba otawandiika tujja
kubibwa. But if you don't write, we shall get to cover this.
Nkubuulira bw'olizi.
I'm just telling you what you are going to be covering.
Then ekiri ky'okusatu kw'ebyo tusigazze okulaba.
The third thing of what we remain to see.
Sitaani bw'amala ofuuka okusoto ogw'edda okuta.
Satan become a dragon.
Ayinene twako musanvu.
He has the seven heads.
Sama yeme 10
and the 10 horns.
Yatandika okwefula malaika w'omusana.
He began to appear as an angel of light.
Ayekolerayo omubiri ogumukweka.
And he makes a body for himself which hides him.
Najja mukunganyo lya bamalaika.
He comes in the gathering of the angels.
Malaika Gabriel naga bakino kisikirize kisiriza kibakwa kula muri.
That's the start from the fire.
Ngaye kwesi yefunde malaika w'omusana.
Let be an angel of light.
Hati ndo kwetegereza.
I looked at him.
Ona nkaya nyaya.
This one actually, who is this?
Kino kiki These were
snatched from the fire last time.
Oh, no, covered stuff, I didn't realize it.
We shall see that.
Satan.
Fallen angels begin to fight man. We shall see even many others. God bless you. Raise the Lord Jesus. My question is on the tail of Satan. Revelation 12:2-3. It's there in Proverbs. Backsliding kills the foolish. They have no tail, these people. It's in Proverbs. Backsliding kills a fool. This is not a physical tail they wave. Fall from the commands of God. Most of that we shall get explained.